Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Cell phone ban.
That seems a little extreme to me.
When you're behind the wheel of a car, your first priority is driving.
And who took the top prize?
And the Golden Globe goes to Slumdog Millionaire.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There is still $350 billion in the federal bailout kitty, and President Bush could ask for it as early as today. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, this is an unusual joint effort. President Bush will request the money, and if reluctant lawmakers go along, the new administration will allocate it. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd told the CBS News Early Show, President-elect Obama plans a dramatically new approach aimed at reassuring Congress and the public.
He intends to entirely rebrand this program. He's not happy, as I'm not, and others, of how mismanaged this program has been over the last several weeks.
Now, President Bush could have more to say on this issue at what will likely be his final news conference. That will happen just over an hour from now. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Opposition to seating Roland Burris as Barack Obama's replacement in the Senate is evaporating. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois tells CBS News.
I want to do this in a fair and quick way so that Roland knows his fate, and I hope I can have another colleague in the Senate.
Burris's appointment's been challenged because he was named by embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Advice from the National Safety Council. Hang up.
We are asking motorists across the nation to stop using cell phones while driving.
The council's John Yulcheski says it's not just a request. The council wants businesses to bar employees from using cell phones on the road and states to approve outright bans.
We are not naive about the challenge ahead of us. This is the start of a long-term challenge. It's going to probably take us many years.
While some motorists say they favor a ban, not all agree. This New Yorker says keeping both hands on the wheel should be enough.
Put your hands-free headset on and do your business. Other than that, it shouldn't be any problems.
Well, have you noticed? Prices are creeping higher at the pump.
Gasoline prices moved up 12 cents per gallon. Regular grade is now $1.78. They bottomed out on the 19th of December after dropping for 6 months.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says drivers in Anchorage are paying the most at $2.32 a gallon. Gas is least expensive in Billings, Montana at $1.34. The Supreme Court today takes up an Alaska case that deals with government oversight of the waste left behind by mining and manufacturing. CBS's Barry Bagnato has the details.
There are distinct permit processes for industrial discharges, one regulated by the EPA for traditional pollutants, another for fill material under the Army Corps of Engineers. In a controversial case involving an Alaska mine, a federal court ruled if excess rock and dirt contains regulated substances, tougher EPA requirements come into play.
They fashioned a brand new permit that Congress never intended.
Dwayne Desiderio with the National Association of Home Builders, which warns this ruling could make mining, manufacturing, and development more complicated and expensive. Representing environmental groups, Deborah Sivas tells the Supreme Court businesses are simply trying to skirt pollution protections.
By reclassifying it as fill material instead of traditional pollutants, more stringent requirements would be circumvented.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Israel is pounding away at Gaza. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from the Israeli side of the Gaza border.
It would appear the next phase of the Israeli offensive is well underway. Ground forces moved deeper into Gaza Sunday and overnight, and this morning are fighting street battles. Israel has also kept up its air and artillery strikes, hitting several targets within Gaza. The death toll has been climbing quickly. The Israelis claim they've killed hundreds of fighters, but many civilians are among the dead.
Heavy weather's hampering searchers in Indonesia as they look for about 250 people missing since the ferry they were on capsized during a cyclone. So far, at least 23 people have been rescued. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A new coach for the Denver Broncos. The team confirms it's hired New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. The 32-year-old started to earn recognition after leading the Patriots offense to great success. NFL Network's Adam Schefter says the team will also hire former 49ers head coach Mike Nolan.
Nolan will be dead. Denver's defensive coordinator this season, in charge of rebuilding a defense that was in disrepair last season.
Nolan was an assistant coach for the Broncos until he left back in 1992. Denver's new coach is young. He'll be 33 years old when he coaches his first game in September. And McDaniels and current Bronco defensive lineman Kenny Peterson played on the same high school team in Ohio. Just in time for the morning rush hour, snow falling in the metro area.
Right in the heart of the airport. It looked like a blizzard. As I'm coming out outbound on Pena, it seems like it may be lightening up a little bit.
That driver telling us the snow is sticking to the road. We're only expecting 1 to 2 inches in all of it during morning drive. A carbon monoxide scare at the Mountain States Ice Arena in Greeley. High levels of CO were detected.
Kids are coming off the ice real slow, and some of them are holding their stomachs.
I had a really bad headache, and I kind of felt like I was going to throw up and a little short of breath, and it's not normal.
It's some of the players and their parents talking to 9 News. 14 youth hockey players were hospitalized this weekend after those CO levels at the arena spiked to dangerous levels. The rink will stay closed until that source is detected. Routt County Sheriff's officials say a pilot and his adult son were killed in a single-engine turboprop plane crash near Yampa Valley Regional Airport yesterday. A sheriff's investigator says the plane crashed while trying to return to the airport in snowy weather. Sports, the defending Super Bowl champions are done. Philadelphia knocked off the Giants 23-11. The Eagles visit the Arizona Cardinals next Sunday with a trip to the Super Bowl at stake. And the AFC Championship game features the Steelers hosting Baltimore after Pittsburgh beat the Chargers yesterday 35-24. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Very slow speeds as you're making your way around Denver right now. The snow is sticking to the roads, like you heard David say, so everybody's taking it easy already. Now, there are no crashes or stalls to get in your way, really affecting the highway drive, but lane recognition is very difficult. The slowest speeds we're seeing right now run along in the teens for southbound I-25 downtown. 270's also dragging a bit. Same deal southbound 2 1/4 after Parker Road all the way up to I-25. That drive's going to take you about 10 minutes already. I-70's starting to load up on the west side, starting right around Kipling all the way to I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the fuel discount. Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug fuel center throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers, right store, right price.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. Well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh, my goodness, man. Would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM 760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you. And I thank you.
Thank you for listening. Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay. Here's what I'm proposing on this Monday morning. I bet you nobody can call in and tell me who that voice is on the open of this show. 303-713-7600. Now, if you're not the type to pay attention to this, don't feel bad, because I wouldn't either. Turk, play the opening of that again and listen to the first voice and tell me who it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Thank you for listening. Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin
okay.
Show.
John, you got any idea who that is?
I don't. You know, I know I've seen the movie. This comes from a movie, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
I mean, I know I've heard it before, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, anybody on the phones want to identify that voice? You don't get a prize. I just want to know. 303-713-7600 if you know who that is. We got anybody? We got any takers? Now, somebody's bound to get this. I know they are. Oh, I'm seeing the phones ring. Here's Stuart. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I want to bet that that's James Cagney.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people have a visual memory, photographic memory. I have an audio one. That just was instant. I have no idea what movie it was, but that one came to me easily.
Yeah, isn't that clever, the production department? Let's put somebody on that you got to be 135 years old to identify.
I'm only 49.
James who?
Cagney.
No, I'm just being sarcastic. James who? You know, unless you were at watch like the Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Right, or it was like Mickey Rooney in Boys Town or something.
Yeah, Judge Hardy, right? You know, exactly. instead of getting somebody like contemporary, let's put on somebody that, you know, you got to be like in Depends and about 3 feet from the grave.
Something like that.
Okay, Stuart, thanks, man.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Let's see. Snow likely today. A high of 34, and they're calling, actually, for about an inch of snow or more. So we could see an inch of snow. This morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the grim reality of unemployment and affordability and access to health insurance, which is becoming, well, it's been a big issue. But for many people, it's gotten worse. You go to the pharmacy, and your copay jumps way up for the first time that you can remember. Your insurance company is harassing you and bothering you about your lifestyle. Hi. Let me do it this way.
Hi, this is your life coach calling. I'm now available to talk to you about your health and welfare
or wellness. And you say to yourself, what, at 7:15 in the evening I got to talk about this? No, thank you very much, and you hang up. So this is what you tell your insurance company. That's exactly what you tell them. All right. We know that unemployment is high, 7.2%. Most of us, if you went to college, even high school, usually about your junior or senior year, and definitely your senior year for most people, when you go to school, you know what you want to do in life. Now, there are some people who don't, but a lot of us do. I use myself as an example. When I saw my first radio station at about 12 years of age, the old KEZY and used to have a studio in the Disneyland Hotel in which you could go look at the glass and go up to the glass and watch the DJ. I said, man, that's what I want to do. And I've got a friend who's a lawyer. He's a personal injury attorney, and he has a background in healthcare and was an ambulance driver. He was an ER at one point. No, what do they call it? EMT. He was an EMT at one point and then became a lawyer. But that's what he wanted to do, be an EMT. So most of us know what we want to do. John, how about you? When you were at what point in your life did you decide that you wanted to get into the terrible world of broadcasting?
Probably about 1995.
Which
when I first started radio in college.
Okay, so college.
Yeah.
Prior to college, what did you want to do?
This is going to sound really dumb, but I thought I'd be like a member in the one of the White House cabinet member positions.
Oh, come on. When you're a junior in high school?
I wanted to be the Secretary of Defense is what I wanted to be.
When you were a junior in high school?
Yeah, when I was in middle school, high school. That's what I wanted to be.
You got to be kidding.
No, uh-uh.
How does a guy who follows jam bands were you going to go in the military?
No, never planned on going in the military.
Well, what credentials would you have?
I guess I wouldn't have had any.
Or what they call what bona fides would
you have?
I thought
once I got into high school, I'd start doing like student government and stuff like that. You know, I never really did that in middle school.
Well,
but I thought I would once I got to high school. And I don't know. I just never followed through with it. Became a slacker. But I always got good grades.
Maybe you want to be a politician.
I could, yeah. I could have been a good, I could have been a contender. No, I don't know. Yeah, I thought I'd be, I asked Stacy in her yearbook, like my freshman year, I think I was like, Secretary of Defense, year 2012. I thought I'd be in, 2 years from now, I thought
really?
I'd be the Secretary of Defense.
Really?
That's how I signed her yearbook.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only person I know that would ever give me an answer like that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's really honestly, and ask Stacy, that's what I thought I'd be 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I wanted to be in radio, but the other thing I wanted to do was be a librarian.
My record won't allow it anymore.
Yeah, well, neither will mine. As a matter of fact, I couldn't become a librarian because I didn't go to college.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
I was looking in the 5280, what people make in Denver, how much money people make.
Yeah, I saw that.
And librarians make pretty decent money, like $23 an hour is what I saw in there.
Well, I just had a love of books, so I wanted to be
that'd be a cool job.
Yeah, I wanted to be a librarian. But I turned to this business instead. Well, which tempts me to ask two questions here this morning. First of all, what would you tell a senior, say at CU, and there's an article in the Daily Camera about this. What would you tell a graduating senior at CU about the workplace and about getting a job?
Diversify yourself.
Well, most people, I think, assume that because they have a college education, they're going to land a gig.
Right. No, it's not like you get your degree and then they place you in a job,
Okay, then the other question is, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do if you didn't do your present career? John, you want to volunteer that information?
Yes.
Don't say Secretary of Defense.
All right, I'll say porn star. Just kidding.
No. Seriously.
I'm happy with the direction I've gone.
No,
I'm not exactly where I thought I'd be after, 10 years of working in commercial radio.
No, but I mean, you must have at times, like when you're driving home or you're laying in bed at night, think to yourself, well, I really wanted to blank, blank. I really wanted to
be
blank.
In the music industry,
Okay. Doing what? Like, being an A&R man?
No, I don't know, maybe like an agent or a booking manager, road manager would be fun.
Okay, so your second love would be the music business.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a record store owner?
Record store owner would be sweet. I'm thinking about opening a Twist and Shout South down at Highlands Ranch.
All right. That's fair.
No, yeah, I'd love to own a record store, but it's just not a good idea right now with the way music and the whole technology is going.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I wanted to be a librarian. All right. Anybody else want to answer that question? 303-713-7600. There's an article in the Denver Camera this morning. CU seniors peer into an uncertain future. What would you tell a senior, either at CU or whatever school, about getting a job now under these circumstances? And number two, and this violates radio etiquette because you're only supposed to ask one question at a time, but I don't give a damn about that. I mean, if people can get a job on the radio, talk like this, I can get away with anything. If you wanted to do something over again, like if you had another choice other than the career you've got, what would it be? 303-713-7600, a test of your mettle this morning. because it is 6:19, 19 minutes after 6. So tell me what it is you'd want to be if you didn't have your current job, and what would you tell a CU senior who's graduating from college? 303-713-7600. John Turk starts off traffic here at 6:19. John.
Well, Jay, it's going to be a long, slow drive for you this morning. A lot of snow is falling, and lane recognition really poor. Already have several accidents out there. A couple on 225 in Aurora on the southbound side as you come into the tech center at Yosemite. Already seeing really slow speeds back past Parker Road. Also got one on the northbound side as you approach I-70. A couple problems on the turnpike as well. Westbound side near McCaslin got a crash there. Also on the eastbound side as you approach Pecos. That one's sitting on the right shoulder. Also got a crash on I-25 northbound and near the tech center. It's at Hamden. Already seeing small delays back around Bellevue. So, again, it's going to be a real long drive for you. Give yourself plenty of time this morning. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold with snow on and off most of the day. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AMC.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08. Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Now our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Nowhere knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge, I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. It's State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Check them out, Rocky's Autos, at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a speed bump. The vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite SafeLite had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course. Elite SafeLite replaces over 2 million windshields a year, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement, and with most insurance plans, it's free.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
In the Valley of the Jolly, ho, ho, ho.
Since we can't get any calls this morning at 303-713-7600 about the question, I thought we'd delve into dietary tips.
Broccoli. Carrots.
Yeah, we'll just play play this over and over again.
One day left is Valley Fair. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking around, he wasn't gone long. And then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Brussels sprouts.
Out from fright. He looked at her.
303-713-7600. Join in the conversation, or we'll just play this song over and over again, and I'll do it all morning, because I like it.
He looked at her.
Maybe. Makes me want to get a job in the frozen food department at Whole Foods.
Carrots.
All right, John, there it is, the Jolly Green Giant from the Kingsman at 6:25, 25 minutes after the hour. Still no calls. Where is everybody at 303-713-7600? John?
Remember, the roads are really bad out there, so, you know, people probably aren't.
Yeah, be careful. But since we don't have any calls, John, roll that again, would you please?
In the valley of the jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
To an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Brussels sprouts.
He never sees a beautiful sight. For it, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her, thought, what a deli. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never said. He looked at her. She commands, now listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with the big green coop. You've heard about the Jolly Green Giant.
Carrots.
Don't let the trouble cross your mind.
Broccoli.
He couldn't get solid, so went back to his dolly. The cat was colorblind.
Artichoke hearts. Cauliflower, romaine lettuce. Bet you don't think I can go for three in a row. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6, J. Marvin, your Dada-esque radio station. Andre Breton would be proud. Well, we still have one line open. Does that mean we have to do it again? At 303-713-7600, what would you tell a graduating senior about the job market? How would you explain it? And if you could do some other job other than what you're doing now, what would it be? All right, I got a few calls. We'll take some of those. Let's go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, slugging it out in the snow this morning.
Yeah, man, I hear you.
I was telling John, what I would tell him is just to, it's all about cash flow. You know, if you don't get what you're going to get, you know, you're looking for right when you get out of college, you know what I mean? Just, you know, don't sit around and think, oh, I can't find a job. You know, the best thing to do is just get yourself something to keep that cash flow coming in. And, you know, that way, even though it's a small check, you'll have something coming in. And, you know, because so many people, they set such a high goal for themselves that they refuse to go anything below it. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy thinks he should be making 25 an hour, and all of a sudden, you know, he's going to turn his nose up at a job that's paying maybe $8 an hour. You know what? After a couple of weeks, he's going to wish that he got on there when he had the chance and had some, you know, had some money coming in, you know, when it came to payday.
But, you know, you bring up a really interesting point. How about this? What would you say to your employer if your employer came to you and said, Andy, I got some good news and some bad news. First, the good news. You've got a job. Here's the bad news. You got to take a pay cut.
Well, if it came down to that choice, I'd take the pay cut, but I would stay with it long enough to maybe find, if I wasn't happy with it, to keep looking and, you know, make the move when I'm ready to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, I see what you're saying, but I'm psychotic enough that I'd walk.
Yeah, I got too many bills for that, Jay. I don't think I could do that.
Well, wait a minute. Who says I don't have any bills?
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's a good point. But, yeah, I wouldn't be happy about it, but, yeah, I would have to do that, sure.
All right, Andy. I appreciate it, man. Be warm out there.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
At least one line open at 303-713-7600. And that's what I like about these topics. They morph into other things, like the whole pay cut idea. What would you do if your employer came to you and said, hey, here's the good news. You got a job. Here's the bad news. You got to take a pay cut. Also, I didn't ask Andy what he'd rather do. Let's go to Sean in Littleton. Sean, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm just peachy in this fine weather we have here.
Yeah, it's just like Miami, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, let's just get out and pretend it's Miami.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a mindset thing, right?
Exactly. All right. First of all, what do you tell a graduating senior at CU or any other institution about getting a job and about the economy?
Well, you know, I have nieces, I have two nieces and a nephew who are getting close to that point. And that conversation comes up because, you know, what do you want to do? And whatever it is you want to do, the best advice that I had for them was, you know, make sure you keep abreast with technology no matter what it is. Whatever field you want to go into, it doesn't matter. Technology is into everything. So as long as you can keep tabs on what's going with the technology and how it applies to your work, then you should be fine.
Then you can't fall behind the technological curve.
Right, exactly. You know, that's kind of what I did with my job. I have in my position, I'm not an IT guy, but I am the default IT guy for our office. When something goes down, we have an IT center in elsewhere. So I'm the guy they come to, you know, make sure the servers are up and running, reboot them, restart them. So I took an effort to make sure I knew what that stuff was, at least, you know, on a managing level, so that I could guarantee that I would be useful in the office.
All right. If you had to do another job, what would be your ultimate dream job?
Well, I studied philosophy, anthropology, religion, and film when I was in college. And I currently analyze oil and gas wells, the drill engineering behind drilling. So, you know, my ultimate dream job, I always wanted to direct a movie or, you know, write or act or be in the business there. So if I could switch careers, that's where I would go.
Yeah, you know what I've thought about lately? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to have enough money to make documentaries?
Exactly, yeah, and that's where I'm at now. My father just passed away on December 8th, and so we had the funeral, and he was actually quite famous for his work in bringing technology into the classroom. He was an educator in the state of Missouri, and you may have heard of the Missouri Virtual School Program. That has my father's fingerprints all over it.
Whoa.
And when I was young, when I was, well, all my life, Dad would go to go to Radio Shack and he'd buy some cool toy and bring it home and give it to me to figure out how to use it so I could teach him. And then he'd bring me into the office to teach his, teach teachers and people on how to use it. And I would have to get, I'd get myself organized so I could go in there and show teachers how to use it so he could get them to use it in the classroom. Later on, I was working in, video production when I was in college. So I shot video for him and made educational videos and showed the teachers how they could plug a VCR into an old Apple TV computer. And
I wonder how much experience you'd have to have to make a documentary, particularly make it on a low budget. Hey man, thank you. I appreciate the call. You're the man. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Okay, we'll see you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. What do you tell a graduating senior from college about their best chance to get a job in this economy? And if you had a chance to do your dream job, what would that be? 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour, here's John Turk with traffic.
Jay, the traffic is treacherous for you. Got a lot of snow blowing around the metro, poor lane recognition. The snow is sticking in some spots, especially on the surface streets out there. Several crashes on the turnpike eastbound 36 after Sheridan off the highway there. Several crashes on Sheridan. Got one on the westbound side of 36 too near McCasland. If you're traveling in and out of Aurora, got a couple different incidents. One on the southbound side at Yosemite. That's causing some pretty good delays. Also one northbound at I-70, a crash there. On the 25 quarter, two separate accidents on the northbound side. First around Hamden. Also got one near Santa Fe. And if you're on I-70, an accident on the elevated portion on the eastbound side around Holly. And also coming out of Lakewood, got a crash on the eastbound side of 6th Avenue at Wadsworth. This one causing some really slow speeds back past Kipling. This one blocking the left-hand lane, left two lanes there. Your forecast, windy with snow this morning. That will diminish to a few snow showers this afternoon. We expect a high around 36 currently. 28 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Out of buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and small order of tater tots for...
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future, any future.
EcoCities, nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
We make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-700-7181. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
Now I taught the weeping willow
Johnny Cash, Sun Years.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky.
Happy birthday to our buddy Mike Nelson. 6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, I'd like to welcome our latest affiliate, Minot, North Dakota. You can get us digitally, too, at AM760.net, podcast streaming. Also on iPhone, download the application iHeartRadio. Go to AM760.net to get that. And you can also check my blog out at jmarvinblog.com. All right, what would you tell a CU senior or anybody else who's graduating from college? How would you explain the economy today and getting a job? And number two, if you could do the ultimate dream job, what would that be? 303-713-7600. I know it's snowing out there. I know it's tough for some of you to get involved. But for the rest of you, don't suck free energy off the radio. And man, I'd like to make documentary films. I love Doc Block on Sundance Channel. Here's Lori in Littleton. Lori, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Lori.
Tell you, I was still laying in bed with my eyes half closed trying to decide whether I was going to get up or not when you tortured us into calling.
Oh, I'm going to do it again, trust me.
So I would say, you know what, I have one child that is, this is his freshman year in college, and one that's been out of high school for a couple of years. And I would tell any college age kid or graduating senior the same thing that I tell them on a daily basis. Pay cash or do without, and then you can pursue what you love as a career.
You know what? That is really true. I know people, I know a guy who made a career switch because he leads a very, very simple life. Other than a house payment, he has like zero nada bills, and he's able to pull it off.
Yeah, when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinary. And, you know, my dad was, you know, of the mindset he's, you know, a throwback. Well, I guess back then it wasn't a throwback. But seeing as I was female, no, you need to stay close to home, just go to this college right here, you know, that sort of thing. And so I ended up falling into IT rather than pursuing what I love, because I've always loved animals. And, you know, due to the bills and the, you know, everything I'm beholden to, trying to go back and change careers at this point, I mean, you know, because now we're realizing that you definitely have time in your life for two careers, since we're no longer dying at 45 on a regular basis.
I don't know. Do you think 56, soon to be 57, you think that's too old to go to film school?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm 49. I'll be 50 in March. And, you know, the only thing keeping me from changing careers is that I am tethered to an unbelievable number of bills. I mean, you get into a certain lifestyle and, you know, you're paying for the house, you're paying for the cars, you know, and without those, I mean, you used to be able to live on nothing when you were in college. And it's because you didn't have all these bills that you had to pay.
But, you know, I'm the worst at spending money. I am the absolute worst. It's like I never met a book that I didn't want to buy. And as a matter of fact,
I've got ADD when it comes to books. I can read as many as 4 books at a time just by simply jumping around to whatever book I feel like reading depending on my mood.
That's, you know, that there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's
But you end up spending a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to learn to use the library and use the used bookstores.
And then on top of that, let me tell you something else I've gotten into, which is pure poison. Downloading music.
Yeah. That gets rather expensive and habit forming if you're, you know, assuming you're paying for them all and not just.
I'm paying for them, but you sit there and say, oh, 99 cents? What's 99 cents? But you add that up, or you say album, CD, $7.99? Sure, I'll do it.
See, but, you know, and that's why it's even more important to, when you're in college, choose a career and follow a path that you enjoy and you're having fun with, because odds are you're going to be doing it for years and years and years, and it'll be very difficult to switch. So whether you're making a lot of money at it or not, it should be something you enjoy doing because it's going to be a huge part of your life.
Yeah, I'm going on 35 years in radio. How long have you been in your present job? I mean, your present profession, not your job.
I've probably, let me see, how old am I? I think it's been about 30 years. I mean, it's nothing I ever planned. I just kind of fell into it because apparently I'm pretty decent at it and, you know, I could make money at it. And it's just, I don't consider it to be hugely fun. It's a lot of stress, and, you know, talk about having to keep up with technology. I'm in it, and it's hard to keep up with it.
And if you had to do it all over again, you'd become a veterinarian.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, other than going to film school, you know what else I'd like to do?
What?
Live in the desert and make sculptures out of old auto parts.
See, now, I think you could do that, and that doesn't cost you much money at all.
Yeah, but the trouble is now, like what you owe now and how much you make now. And then that brings me to the other questioner, since we're having a freewheeling conversation about all this. Suppose your boss came to you and said, well, here's the good news. You got a job, but here's the bad news. You got to take a pay cut. Would you take it?
Well, you know what? I think most of us have done that without even knowing it. I mean, I haven't had a reasonable pay raise in about 5 years now, and expenses have been going up at like 15% per year. I mean, real expenses between housing cost and gas cost and food cost. If you think about the raises that you've gotten, there's no way they've kept up with it. So we've all been getting a pay decrease. No one, it's just that no one said anything.
Yeah, but I'm talking about if they came to you and said a pay decrease in real. You know, the size of your check would be smaller.
I mean, if I could still be able to pay the bills, yeah. I mean, you basically have no choice but to take it, but then you start looking for another job.
Boy, see, what is it about me? I must be maladjusted. I would say, you got to be kidding me. See ya.
You know, I guess if you're in a position where you can afford to do that, yeah, you know, I would do that. I mean, true freedom is telling Mrs. Grundy to fly a kite.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Even if I was in the position, I'd do it.
But you don't have kids, do you?
I have a daughter, but she's way, way out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, you go through this phase where you know, you're in this responsibility mode where people are depending on you and, you know, so you realize being able to do that, it's not just you. And, I mean, even though my kids are both out of high school at this point, that's a new experience for me, so I'm still in that phase.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. If you have others who depend on you, it's not so easy to do. And the only person I have is Mary, and she does her own thing. So, yeah, you know what, you're absolutely right about that. Lori, thank you. I appreciate the great call.
You're welcome. No more torture.
Okay, well, you never know. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I don't even know if there's any film schools in Denver. Or if you could go part-time. See, I see things on television or I'll rent something and then get carried away and then say, oh, that's what I really want to do. because I write, even though I misspell every other word. But I've got that published novel, Punk Blood. You can check that at Amazon.com. Also, a book of poetry. But here, you know, here's another example of somebody that I'm into, which I'll bet you nobody out there knows who this person is. And his name's... Whoa, that was loud. Well, I can tell you why it's doing it. I can tell you why it's doing it.
Why's that?
It's Monday morning.
Snow and...
Everything goes wrong on Monday morning.
Bumper music is done real hot.
Okay, anyway, let me finish my point, and then you can do the traffic.
Sorry.
I met this guy, Chris Marker. Anybody know who Chris Marker is? 303-713-7600. Now I'm wild about his documentary films and his films, period. So I think to myself, well, I could combine writing and film. And I could do I'd like to do documentaries. I can just hear Mary at home who's listening. Oh, she's rolling her eyes. Not again. But anybody into Chris Marker? 303-713-7600. I'll bet you I don't get an answer. And don't Google him, for God's sakes. We got any Chris Marker fans out there? Any? Nah, that's what I thought. All right, 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, snowing and sloppy. John will back me up on
that. Yeah, you're right, Jay, and it's really causing a nasty commute for us. Stop-and-go speeds on basically all the major highways around town. The snow is sticking, got icy spots. Going to be slick for you, especially on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Several accidents as well around the turnpike, westbound near McCaslin, eastbound near Sheridan. On Sheridan, it's going to be an ice rink just off the highway. There are several accidents reported there just off of 36. In Aurora, crashes on 225, northbound side at I-70. And if you're traveling towards the tech center, you're going to see it around Yosemite. Three crashes on northbound I-25 this morning. First around Hamden, also going to be bunched up after Santa Fe. And also got one, a new one on the ramp to westbound 36. Also got new crashes eastbound 76 at Pecos and on the on C-470 for eastbound folks at Santa Fe. Also eastbound 6th Avenue really slow this morning. Had an earlier crash there around Sheridan. It has been cleared, but single-digit speeds will greet you from Wadsworth all the way to I-25. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold with snow on and off most of the day. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions make your home comfy and your accountant happy. For a limited time, when you buy one window at K&H, you'll get...
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, these things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving you.
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Simply Sinatra with vocalist Steve Lippia on January 17th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Free willing, relevant, and democratic. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 654. Jay Marvin here. Get us digitally. And also on iPhone, download the application. And at AM760.net, you can find the application. And we are also podcasts and also streaming at that place. You can check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. And I'd like to welcome our newest affiliate in Henson, Oklahoma. Thank you for letting us on. We're very, very... We're very, very pleased with that. Okay, this is a freewheeling conversation. I started out by asking, what would you tell CU seniors or any other seniors in college? How would you explain the economy to them today and about getting job chances? If you could have the ultimate job, what would it be? And then I just ask people if anybody knows who Chris Marker is. Not one answer. And also, I wouldn't mind going to film school and learning how to make documentaries. Here's Allison at the art. She says the Art Institute of Denver. Allison, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I work in admissions at the Art Institute of Colorado, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and we have, well, what's really interesting about the Art Institute, kind of tying it back to what you're saying about careers, is that we have very good career services that help each one of our students try to find jobs after they graduate. And we actually even publish our career statistics for all of our graduates. So you can go in and you can see what people are making relatively in your, you know, as an average within 6 months after they graduate from the Art Institute of Colorado. So,
wow, that's great.
So that's really helpful. But we also have bachelor's and associate's degrees in video production and film. And I know you mentioned that you really wanted to do documentaries, and we actually have an instructor who has won Emmys for his documentaries, and we have groups of students who have won Emmys. Actually, just last July, they won a student Emmy before they even graduated.
Let me ask you something, though. I barely got out of high school. Can I get in?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I barely got out of high school. Can I get in?
Yeah, we require a high school diploma or a GED.
Okay, and can you take it part-time?
Uh-huh. You can take it part-time. We've got really flexible scheduling, evening classes, the whole thing.
How do I get a catalog?
Well, we don't send out catalogs. It's all on our website, or you can call us in the admissions department. And we kind of do it a little bit differently than most schools. We like to meet with students one-on-one, provide some career counseling, try to help them figure out if one of our majors is appropriate for them and kind of go over all the details. About scheduling and all, you know, career services, financial aid, all of that sort of thing.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
You should give me a call.
Okay. I'll call up and ask for Allison.
Absolutely. You'll get me.
All right, Allison. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Turk, you want to join me in this? We're going to call the Art Institute of Denver, Allison, over there. Let's make documentary films.
That'd be pretty fun.
Wouldn't it?
You know, I should probably take some video editing classes anyway.
Yeah, we could do it part-time. That'd be worthwhile, wouldn't it?
That'd be pretty sweet.
All right, coming up next here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you probably do. And I want to get your reaction to the latest coaching change with the Broncos, because that's a big thinker in town. Maybe I'll get some calls, maybe I won't, but I want to see what you think about it. If you're a Broncos fan, you need to be prepared to call me.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy.
It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your password, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield. Doing the most good.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. It's time to tap the TARP again, but key lawmakers say the second round of government financial rescue money has got to go to homeowners.
We need to put a tourniquet on the 9,000 foreclosures that are occurring every day in this country.
Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Frank, as the debate on the final bailout billions unfolds, President-elect Obama and his advisors are assuring Congress that they will be very specific about how the money will be used. Economist Peter Morici says the request will likely pass, but he wonders if it will be enough.
Once the effects of the stimulus wear off, those jobs will disappear if he doesn't fix what's broken in the economy.
President Bush will request the money, but the new administration will decide how to allocate it. He'll likely hear questions on that at his final news conference about 15 minutes from now. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Sign of the times, suicide hotlines are reporting a surge in calls from people in desperate financial straits.
You're in emotional distress or suicidal crisis, or are concerned about someone who might...
One expert tells USA Today the fact that so many people are calling suicide hotlines may be a good thing, since it means they're asking for help. Well, the recession is turning some private school children into public school children. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How much of a trend is this, Vicki?
Preliminary figures suggest 120,000 kids have been pulled from private schools so far this school year. And if past recessions are any guide, there's much more of that to come. For some parents, switching hasn't meant settling for less academically.
We have a very good school district, so it wasn't a hard decision.
Lisa Henderson of Chevy Chase, Maryland. But for thousands living near low-performing schools, rising bills and falling income have meant shortchanging their children educationally. Frank.
Israeli troops are tightening the noose on Gaza City, government spokesman Mark Regev.
We are approaching a situation where our goals are being achieved, and we think we are approaching the end game.
Almost 900 Palestinians have been killed since Israel launched its campaign to stamp out Hamas rocket attacks. The National Safety Council says drivers who can't live without talking on a cell phone could wind up dying because they aren't paying attention to the road. Spokesman John Yelcheski says the council wants to ban all phone calls by drivers, even if they're using a hands-free device.
When people have been drinking, we take their car keys away. Well, we think it's time to take the cell phone away.
Yelcheski admits that wouldn't be popular with a lot of people. Slumdog Millionaire is the big winner at last night's Golden Globe Awards on NBC with four awards, including Best Dramatic Picture. Kate Winslet got one Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in The Reader, and another for Best Actress in Revolutionary Road, opposite old pal Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo, I'm so happy I can stand here and tell you how much I love you and how much I've loved you for 13 years.
Winslet also thanked her husband, Sam Mendes. He directed Revolutionary Road. De Clark Productions. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm Pete, owner of Pete's Precious Pets. Wife named it. Anyhow, I used to take care of all my finances on spreadsheets. The system kind of worked, but yeah, it took forever, made it hard to tend to the customers and the animals. Anyway, everyone I knew was using Intuit QuickBooks, so I gave it a try. And now I know why it's the best-selling small business financial software, because it tracks all my sales a lot easier and faster than I ever could. Which is good, because the parents were learning a lot of words I can't repeat here.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. New blood for the Broncos. The team confirms it will take on 32-year-old to replace Mike Shanahan.
The Broncos have hired Josh McDaniels, the Patriots' offensive coordinator, as their next head coach. But here's the other piece to the puzzle. Josh McDaniels is expected to hire as Denver's new defensive coordinator, former 49ers head coach Mike Nolan, a former Broncos assistant coach.
That's the NFL Network's Adam Schefter. McDaniels started to earn recognition after leading the Patriots offense to great success. With pressing needs on defense, the Broncos clearly went with an offensive mind. McDaniels took over a high-octane Patriots offense in 2006. The next season, New England had set NFL season records in touchdowns and points. It's coming down, and we could see more snow than expected. We begin with a revised weather forecast.
By late morning, early afternoon, Denver metro area will see 1 to 2 inches.
Kyle Ferdin with the National Weather Service. It's already starting to stick at the airport.
It was just coming down, coating all the cars and everything.
That man says the plows are out on Pena Boulevard, and conditions are a lot worse on I-25 as you head south.
The snow's still coming down sideways, and we're just putting along. You can't see any of the lane markers. Most of the people are just driving right down the center of the highway where there's two lanes.
Jim says it took him an hour just to get from the tech center to Castle Rock. Accident numbers mounting. Stay tuned. Traffic coming your way in just a moment. The Mountain States Ice Arena in Greeley will stay closed until investigators can find the source of elevated carbon monoxide levels. Hockey games were canceled yesterday after dangerously high levels of CO were detected.
We didn't know what was going on, so we really didn't stop the game because we thought we didn't expect anything like carbon monoxide to be what was going on.
That young hockey player talking to 9 News. Sports, the defending Super Bowl champions are done. Philadelphia knocks off the Giants. The Eagles will visit the Cardinals next Sunday with a trip to the Super Bowl at stake. And the AFC Championship will feature the Steelers hosting Baltimore after Pittsburgh beat the Chargers yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a miserable drive anywhere you're heading. What you're going to have to do is at least double or triple your normal commute time. Everybody's driving real slow. As you heard, lane recognition is very difficult this morning. Everybody's just kind of taking it easy, moving along at their own pace. Outside the city limits, it's a miserable drive on I-25 between Colorado Springs and Monument. Getting word of multiple spinouts there. Southbound I-25 is also a mess as you're coming in from the Fort Collins area, especially around that Berthoud exit. Like I said, speeds are going to be about 10 to 15 miles an hour anywhere you're heading. Could even be hitting the single digits, so do factor that into your drive. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the King Soopers fuel discount? Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug fuel center throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers, right store, right price.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You got to be tough this morning to get where you're going. 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Snow likely. High today, 34, about a 60% chance, and it's snowing right now. Poor Lane Recognition. Doesn't that sound like the name of a good band? Poor Lane Recognition?
That would be a good name for a band.
Wouldn't it? brought to you by Poor Recognition Productions. Anyway, so it's tough out there, and I know we get a lot of cell phone calls, and if the calls are down this morning, I won't torture you anymore like I did last hour. I understand that. Keep your eyes on the road. Be extremely careful, and don't call if you're out there driving. I mean, I don't want to discourage you, but I want you to be careful. And somebody brought that up to me in an email, which you can do at am760.net. So please be extremely careful out there. All right, I'm going to ask you about something that I don't know a lot about. And I don't know a lot about because I don't follow it. I'm not a sports person. That's why if I had to do sports talk, I'd be in real tough shape. The only sports I follow are motor racing. And when I talk about motor racing, I'm talking about just a few kinds of motor racing. Formula One, sports car road racing, Rolex Grand Am, and American Le Mans series. And I follow DTM, which is a German touring car, every once in a while. But other than that, I don't know anything about the NFL. I don't know anything about the NBA. I know a little bit about baseball because I follow the Chicago White Sox just kind of intermittently. But football is a big thing, and it's a big thing in this town because two things we've noticed here at AM 760. One, if the Broncos lose, this city and this area and this state has kind of a hangover effect. It's really rough to deal with folks on Monday morning. Two, you see all kinds of Broncos shirts, sweatshirts, bumper stickers on cars. Great thing about this is it doesn't make any difference where your political spectrum lies. If you're a progressive, you can be a Broncos fan. If you're a conservative, you can be a Broncos fan. If you have no political orientation whatsoever, you can be a Broncos fan. Now, Mike Shanahan, I know who he is, obviously, because I've been in this town twice. And this makes my second time. And when I was here before, Mike Shanahan was the coach of the Broncos. And correct me if I'm wrong, John, but he's been the coach for 14 years. And
that's correct.
And that's a pretty long time, isn't it?
Yeah, he basically had like a lifetime contract. But after 10 years and one playoff win, I think Bowen finally had to make a move.
So he'd had enough. So he decides to go with Josh McDaniels, who had experience with the Patriots. And the Broncos are expected to hold a news conference today or tomorrow, announcing the hiring of McDaniels, who was the coordinator of the prolific New England Patriots over the past 3 years. All right, now here's the question. If you're a Broncos fan, are you happy about this or are you unhappy? 303-713-7600. Do you think that Pat Bowlen made the right move? That it was time for Mike Shanahan to go? 303-713-7600. Like I said, I know nothing about football. So, you got to get off your half moons and you got to tell me about it. And once again, the beauty of this is it's only your opinion. There's no right or wrong. And it doesn't take any political orientation to jump in on this. But it's the biggest local story going on today. The only thing I know is about football was when they were talking about building Invesco Field, which at that time they didn't have a name for it, and the taxpayers footed the bill for it. I remember myself and one other talk show host in this building who were against it. The rest were totally for it. That's all I remember. Other than that, like I said before, I don't know anything about the NFL, so you got to rescue me here. at 303-713-7600. Let me add a second category to the questioning here. All right, the questioning is, do you think this was the right move by Pat Bowlen to get rid of Mike Shanahan? Question number two is, how many of you just don't care about sports? You have no draw to it whatsoever. You don't care for it. You don't sit in front of your TV on Sunday. You don't live and die for it. You don't go to sports bars or restaurants that have sports on, with the exception of golf, because a lot of people golf. Good game to play, exercise, and also a lot of people are into biking. And you'd be surprised the amount of people who follow, what's that large biking event in Europe? I can't think of the name all of a sudden. What's that called? That large biking event in Europe. Tour de France. Thank you. I just couldn't think of it. I knew what it was. But there are a lot of people who are into that too. But as far as football, I don't know how much, or sports, I don't know how much the people who live, or who I don't know how much you who listen to this radio station, I don't know how much you're affected by this Broncos story. I don't know how much you're affected by sports in general. So you got to tell me, 303-713-7600. And so far we've got open lines. So maybe this doesn't strike a chord. Maybe this sucks as far as the topic goes. But if you're going to talk about the number one topic that's going on locally, you got to talk about the Broncos, because the Broncos are a big deal in this state, along the Front Range, and in this city. It's just a big deal. I don't know how many times people say to me, oh, do you want to go see the Broncos? And I say, no. And they look at me like I'm weird. They look like I'm totally strange. And I've got friends who live and die for the outcome of the Broncos game. Turk, you never turn down a Broncos ticket.
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, you're
I'm not a Bronco fan.
Oh, you're not?
No, you know this. I'm a Raider fan.
Well,
that
okay.
Really drives people
okay.
crazy.
Okay, all right. So maybe I should enlarge the question about football in general.
No, I dig it. I watched a lot of football yesterday and on Saturday.
See, I can't...
I recorded both games and then came home and watched them after my nephew's birthday party.
See, I can't identify with that at all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe I'm the one who's an idiot. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll go to your calls coming up right now. Sloppy traffic out there due to the snow. And John Turk will fill us in.
Yeah, Jay, this snow is basically blanketing us from Colorado Springs all the way up to Fort Collins. It's going to be nasty coming into Denver from both stretches of I-25. Several accidents around the metro, too. Let's just start listing them. Eastbound I-70 at Holly, eastbound 76 at Pecos. And it looks like this one was just cleared, but still finding single-digit speeds there. Going to be really slow going anywhere you're headed. Give yourself about 2 to 3 times the normal amount of time it takes to get to work. On the turnpike, got crashes westbound side at McCaslin, eastbound near Sheridan. Just off the highway there, several accidents on Sheridan and Broomfield. City of Boulder also on accident alert. On I-25, crashes on the northbound side at Hamden. One on the ramp to westbound 36 and further north at the Lafayette exit. That's at Highway 7. And in Littleton, a crash on eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Your forecast, windy with snow this morning. That'll diminish to a few snow showers.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center provides many athletic programs to the Denver community. One of the major purposes of these programs is to equip those who participate with the life skills that will make them successful and productive in our society. The basketball program is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth by teaching life skills and mental training. The curriculum for the basketball program is based on individual as well as teamwork values and is designed to provide guidance for participants who may not have had the benefit of mentoring previously. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to a night of Sinatra favorites as they present Simply Sinatra with vocalist Steve Lippia at Mackey Auditorium on January 17th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy favorites such as The Best Is Yet to Come, Fly Me to the Moon, Angel Eyes, and many more. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID and $13 to $75 for adults. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Partner up with Bojo's. It just makes the occasion.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-600-3731. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-600-3731. 1-800-600-3731. 1-800-600-3731.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wow! That's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow!
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The good news is that happiness is contagious. We'll spread it around, everybody.
Randy Rose.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy. Because that increases my chances of being happy by 15%. Did you know that? A study that came out said that happiness is contagious. But I do suspect that conservatives are working on a vaccine for it before they leave office. And I think that we've already received ours here at this location.
The Randy Rose Show. Afternoons 1 to 4.
It would be this never-ending cycle of happiness.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Sloppy out there. Please be careful driving. 722 to 22 minutes after 7. Snow likely at a high today of 34. Don't you love that when they say that in the forecast and the snow's falling right now? Please be extremely careful out there. All right. The Broncos have hired a new head coach. And I wonder how much that affects your world about the Broncos. Because Shanahan is gone. And they've hired this guy from the New England Patriots. So let's go to the phones at 303-713-7600. And it's the biggest story in town here today. Let's go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Sorry, it affects my life pretty minimally. But
you have to apologize to me because it doesn't affect me either.
I know. Well, you're trying to start a conversation on it, and
I just want to see what I just want to see what people think.
Yeah, I don't know. I like football. I watched a tiny little bit of the Cardinals game the other day. I don't know. It seems like a lot of the rules in professional sports have kind of gone down the drain. Maybe Turk would know about this, but I was watching it was like 27-7 or something like that, and Warner threw the dude with the dreads on the Cardinals, a throw. throw for a touchdown pass. He never got, he only got the football over the line and ran out of bounds. Has that always been a touchdown? I mean, you know, he never.
Yeah, the ball has to do is just cross the plane of that little, that wide, that first white line there before the end zone.
Right. Huh. And that's always been the case, huh? Like, I mean.
Yeah, as far back as I can remember.
Okay. Well.
See, now, what's going on here is, what's going on here is what you're talking about and what John is talking about. You guys might as well be talking Latin. I don't understand anything you're saying here.
Well, yeah, obviously I don't either, so. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I think we have kind of a sedentary culture, and I don't know if, I you know, we sat around and watched movies and stuff most of the day yesterday, and I probably should have been doing what I like to do and getting my boys out and go snowboarding, but definitely we have a rather sedentary and somewhat obese culture, and I think a small part of that may have to do with our addiction to football. I don't know. That's a theory that I have, but I may be wrong. I think football seems like the most popular of all the professional sports.
Do you think football's more popular than NASCAR?
I don't know. I know NASCAR is gaining in its popularity, but I guess it.
See, I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I don't understand. I might enjoy Formula One and the type of racing that you like more, but I don't know. I can't understand watching NASCAR. It just doesn't do anything for me. I mean, you know, if I have somebody that I'm with that can explain to me all the intricacies and this guy won so many points and he's up and, you know, it's cool, but I don't know. I just can't watch cars go around and around a track for hours. It's not my cup of tea.
I can't identify with any car that has Dollar Store on it or Tide.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I aspire to at some point in my life be able to afford higher end products than that.
All right.
All right, Chad, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay, you too. Stay out of the snow. Yeah, if somebody wants to explain NASCAR to me, they can do that too. All right, how upset are you about the Broncos changing coaches? It's the biggest local story going on here. 303-713-7600. And by the way, if I didn't talk about that, I could talk about national issues. But then if I talk about national issues, why would you need me? You know, you could put on somebody like Stephanie Miller.
Jay, listen, I love football. I'm not a big Bronco fan. I probably dislike the Broncos more than any other team in the league. But this was a dang good hire. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a really good hire. They went out and got somebody that I think will probably make a difference here in Denver. So they should be happy.
Well. Oh, by the way, I want to welcome our latest affiliate in Wingo, Kentucky. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Let's go to Tim in Estes Park. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tim. How about yourself?
Doing well. Name's Jim.
Oh, he's
That's
got
okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. You can call me Robert.
Okay, well, you can call me Tim. I don't really care. You know what? Like, I don't really care that much about the Broncos and what happened. I think Shanahan was a great coach, and I'm sure Daniels was a good hire. I find politics, in my case, has taken the place of sports. I find it much more fun. And kind of like you said on the Broncos, there's no right and wrong. I think in politics you can make that same comment. There's no right and wrong, and some people get a little too uptight about that and think they're absolutely right. I know I do myself sometimes, and that everybody else is wrong.
Boy, see, what you're bringing up there, that's the million-dollar question. How in the world, if you're committed politically, well, and you can compare that to sports. Good example. Traditionally, Cubs fans do not like White Sox fans, and the other way around.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Same thing here, except maybe a little bit more passion. But if you're liberal, if you're progressive, do you really honestly accept conservatives?
Well, I'm conservative, and I don't accept a lot of progressive ideas. But
how about as people?
I have friends that are liberal. Sometimes we don't talk about politics. I have one friend, though, that just tries to score points and annoy you all the time with his comments. And it's kind of hard being around him, but I have other friends that we have good discussions, and I enjoy the exchange.
Yeah, but when you start getting into that, though, it's like discussing religion. People start getting, you're right, that one guy irritates you. I mean, people start getting crazy.
Well, to me, sports has taken the place, or excuse me, politics took the place of sports. It's kind of like in the 1800s when everybody followed politics, and especially before Lincoln and before the slavery issue was resolved. Boy, people really got emotional about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about politics? They say politics is a blood sport. But sometimes, man, I just don't want to talk politics with people.
I get tired of it sometimes.
I mean, because you know what? Here's the thing. To me, you can be, at times I feel this way. Now, all right, now I'm going to be openly honest with you. At times I feel this way. You can be right, left, or in the middle, and it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care. If I like you, I like you. Okay? But then there are times where I think, oh, man, this guy is so out of it that it's just ridiculous. I mean, I can't go down that road with them. And then what ends up happening is it makes your relationship with that person uncomfortable.
Well, you know, we had our Thanksgiving dinner, and one thing we did, we just didn't talk about the war in Iraq, and then we made a couple other things off limits, and everybody got along just fine. So
yeah.
Sometimes that's the way to deal with it. You just don't discuss certain issues.
You know, the other thing I don't understand about sports?
What's that?
Okay, John can explain this too. How can you live, say, in Denver and root for teams that are not your home team?
Well, I lived in Kansas City 37 years, so I still like the Chiefs, even though they're really bad.
And it also depends on how your parents kind of raised you, you know?
And that's the only time I root against the Broncos is when they play the Chiefs, because I still like the Chiefs. But, you know, you're right on NASCAR. My son told me it's the number one sport in America as far as fans.
And I don't understand it. Do you understand it?
No, I don't. But that's what my son told me, and I assume that's true.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad you called in, because you're conservative and you're listening to the radio station. What causes that?
I listen to you every morning.
Well, I guess I have more mass appeal than I thought.
And I am a conservative. I'm probably as far right as you are to the left.
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry.
You can still be nice to me.
I'm pretty far to the... Well, you know what, though? When it comes to some topics, though, I'm not.
Well, I'm not on social issues.
Yeah.
I'm liberal on social issues.
So you're a physical conservative.
Right. Mostly economics.
Well, I think we can all use a dose of that, to be honest with you.
So could Mr. Bush.
Well, now let's not go down that road about him. I don't want to even start.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, thanks, man. I appreciate your call.
Later, Jay. Bye.
All right. 7:31, 31 minutes. Oh, I called him Tim again, didn't I? It was Jim.
I thought I put Tim down. So that was my bad.
All right, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with a messy traffic morning.
It's extremely messy out there. Jay, you're going to give yourself an extra at least two times the amount of time it takes you normally get to work or wherever you're headed this morning. Ice pack conditions, even on the surface streets around town. Highway system just a mess around Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Castle Rock. Got several accidents out there. A big crash eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Finding backups all the way back past Ken Carl. Other crashes out there northbound I-25 near Hamden. One on the ramp to from northbound 25 to westbound 36. And further north in Adams County, got a crash near Highway 7, the Lafayette exit. Others, accidents to avoid eastbound 76 at 136th, and one on the turnpike for Denver bound folks at Sheridan. Also, surface streets really slick out there. Got multiple accidents out there. Take it real easy this morning. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold with snow on and off most of the day. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or...
At Sam's Club, we believe in stretching your dollar further. As a member, you can count on us to provide outstanding values on name brands like Bounty, Tide, and Crest. Yeah. Last year, our members saved as much as 34% on select laundry, cleaning, and personal care items. Why not begin saving today? Join Sam's Club January 15th through 21st. New members receive a $25 gift card to get their shopping started. For details, visit samsclub.com/savings.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Wow, that's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow.
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bought like a fool. They'll be right there to help you out. Rocky's Autos. Family owned and operated since 1982. So go see them at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Imagine your kitchen with beautiful hardwood cabinets for less than you thought possible. Way less. Think it's impossible? Then call Designer Surplus right now for your beautiful full-color catalog. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4171. Designer Surplus is the secret to having high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities for less. Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully crafted.
The kitchen looks expensive. When you pull out a drawer, you can feel that quality.
All the quality without the expense.
Choose from rich golden oak, red oak, beautiful American cherry, and more, all at a nearby store or shipped directly to you. For your free catalog, call 1-800-900-4171.
I've wanted a kitchen like this my whole life. This is the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
Get hardwood kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities for less. Visit a Designer Surplus store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-900-4171. That's 1-800-900-4171.
Good morning. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Snow show. Radio, it's snowing out there. Please be extremely careful. All right, we're asking about the Broncos, and do you think that the switching of the firing of Mr. Shanahan was a good idea, and the Pat Bowlen finally had enough, I guess, and how the Broncos affect your life, or if you really basically just don't care. And on the line, this is the guy who was my pick for senator, but it obviously shows that Bill Ritter never listens to anything I have to say. Here he is. One of the best representatives in the United States of America from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter. Good morning, Congressman Perlmutter.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I know I'm not supposed to be calling while I'm in the car, but since I'm moving at about 2 feet per hour, I figured it was okay to call.
Yeah, if you're stalled in traffic like that, you can call.
Yeah, I'm on I-70, and it's going nowhere fast. So.
Oh, gee.
But I did want to call, mostly because John Turk said that the Broncos were his least favorite football team in the National Football League, and that got my dander up, so I figured I better call.
you find that to be strange that you live here and you would root for another team.
Can I explain myself real quick, Congressman?
Yes.
My dad was born in California, so we used to go out to California a lot when I was a little kid. I went out, my first Super Bowl I ever saw was the Vikings versus the Raiders in, I think it was January 1978. I've been fans of the Vikings and Raiders ever since. Those have been my two teams.
Well, you know, I'm not sure what to say about that. I feel sorry for you, but the Broncos are my favorite team and have been since I was about 5 years old. And I went to the Super Bowl with some guys. We took a caravan down to New Orleans to watch the Broncos play the Cowboys. They lost in that one, but it was a lot of fun. And you were asking about the coaching change, and I'm sure that I'm going to get in trouble. But I agree with Bolin that, you know, there just hadn't been the kind of, steady winning and, you know, the playoffs and all of that. So it was time for a change. I thought that Shanahan at the press conference the next day, that was one of the classiest examples of just two friends who had to part in terms of business. But I was really impressed by Mike Shanahan and the way, you know, you saw a more human side of the guy. You always saw the coaching side, which was pretty, you know, X's and O's and all that stuff. But it was really a good press conference, and this Josh McDaniels will just have to wait and see. The Patriots have had an excellent offense for a while, and, you know, I do like football, and it, you know, so it does have an effect on me.
Do you think sports and politics are alike?
There is an element. Your previous caller talking about politics is kind of like sports, and you pick your team, but you shouldn't be completely, you know, immersed in it so that you lose all objectivity. I thought he was on the right track. I mean, obviously, I'm a Democrat. I have progressive ideas in many ways, some fiscally conservative ideas in others. But I want the values and the ideas of Democrats to advance because I think it's better for the country. And in that way, there's an emotional piece to it. But on the other hand, if I get too subjective about it, I lose perspective because guys on the other side of the aisle, they'll have some good things to say from time. And if you believe in yourself and your ideas and you can't do any wrong, you miss that.
Yeah, you're really right about that. But I don't know. I think too much attention is paid to the quote unquote bobbleheads of conservative thought. You know, those are the people like Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of them, where the everyday average conservative is a decent human being.
Sure. Those guys, they say stuff to make headlines or to create controversy, but, you know, it's about respecting other people. You may not agree with them, but if you respect them, you're going to have an exchange of ideas and ultimately be better for it, and the country will be better for it. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's idea is perfect, and that's how it goes. And the Broncos haven't been perfect recently, but I think this coaching change is one that was due. And I'm sure I'll some Mike Shanahan fans will now never vote for me again. But that's the way it goes. There's a youth movement here in Colorado.
Well, if they're smart, they'll vote for you.
I'm just kidding. You got to make tough choices, and Bolin made a tough decision, and that's the way it goes. And, you know, you got to do that when you're in an elected position. You got to make tough decisions, and
Some people are going to approve of what you've done, and others are going to say you're crazy. But that's what it comes to when you got to make tough decisions.
All right, let me ask you one last question here.
Sure.
And you're a truthful guy. I know that. Were you disappointed not to get the senatorial gig?
Yes, I was. And, to the point that Bill Ritter called me on New Year's Day and said that I wasn't going to be his choice. And I moped around Friday and Saturday, and I whined and complained. And one of my daughters, my youngest daughter, Zoe, kept going, well, she'd had enough of me complaining. And she goes, wah, wah, Daddy, should I get you a whambulance? You know, and put back in perspective, okay, I've got the greatest job I've ever had in being congressman for the 7th CD. I get to represent a wonderful place. And, Bill made a tough decision. He picked a bright man in Michael Bennett, and Mike's got to prove himself. That's the bottom line there, just as Josh McDaniel's going to have to prove himself with the Broncos.
All right. You're the best.
Well, you give me the opportunity to talk. I thank you for that, and I do have a great job, and I live in a wonderful place, and lots of great friends. So, we've got some tough challenges ahead of us in this Congress, and our president-elect has got to overcome a lot of hurdles. But I think we have the team in place to really get things back on track in this country and around the world. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be perfect. We have to listen to the other side because they're going to make some good points. But I think if we pull together as a country, we're going to kind of get out of this economic malaise we're in. I think we're going to have a better reputation around the world in terms of our foreign policy and our military. So, it's a very interesting time. I'm just very thankful to be able to be part of it. And we're going to be doing our government at the groceries. We have one that on January 31st. I'm not sure where it is. But for people to come and, give me their opinions, whether they think I'm on the right track or wrong, and let me take it back to Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make that one on January 31st. All right, Congressman Perlmutter, thank you once again for your honesty. Thank you for calling up. Should I give you my ending speech, or do you already know it by heart?
I do know it by heart about the consolidation in the media industry, and that it's not helping people understand what's going on in the world, or it doesn't help free speech. So I agree with you, and I think we're going to have to start using our antitrust laws again.
Yeah, well, also a lot of people in this business are losing jobs. We're the new auto workers, yet nobody's really writing about that.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Boy,
Happy New Year, Jay.
Yeah, you too. Call anytime.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll see you. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. All right, let's go to Jared in Denver. Jared, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, just a couple quick things. First off, sports really doesn't affect my life any. And I've actually, when I was growing up, I did enjoy sports and everything, and I decided to boycott them, all the major ones anyway, for the basic fact that anytime these guys get in trouble, dogfighting, drugs, what have you, the only thing judges and everybody can think about is putting them back into the team. Okay, so they go to jail for 90 days or a year or whatever. Got to get them back to the team. They should be banned for life. These are role models for our kids.
Yeah, I've had these same questions, too. I really have. And I've gotten on the air here and asked that before, too. I mean, there just doesn't seem to be... Okay, you know who's a role model for kids? Congressman Ed Perlmutter's a role model.
Well, yeah.
I mean, here's a decent, honest guy who doesn't hesitate to tell you what he thinks, whether you like it or you don't like it. But, these sports figures, a lot of them, you're 100% right about that. They are not, they're just not role models. And no, they're always constantly in trouble for something. And they ought to think more about their country and themselves and about how they have an integral part in building this country because they influence youth than whether they want to run around and carry guns, get busted for drunk driving, drugs, you name it. Jared, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. It's a good one, and I'm just glad to hear your voice.
Oh, not a problem, man.
All right.
Have yourself a good one.
You got it. Talk to you.
All
right.
Later.
All right, let's Whoa! What was that? Okay, 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk talks about terrible traffic.
You can just call me John Traffic.
Yeah, I should call you
How
that.
About that? Johnny Traffic.
Johnny Traffic with traffic.
All right, I got it. Single-digit speeds, maybe hitting up into the teens as you're driving around the metro this morning. This snow really sticking to the roads, causing some slippery, icy conditions. Give yourself about 2 to 3 to 4 times the amount of time it normally takes you to get to work. Even the surface streets really full for you this morning. Got a few crashes out there to avoid. One on eastbound 36, this just west of I-25. On 25, got a crash near the Lafayette exit. That's Highway 7. Also got one on the ramp from northbound 25 to westbound 36. That's really causing some pretty big delays. Other crashes out there, eastbound 76 at 136th, and one on the ramp from Santa Fe to southbound 25. Again, these bridges, ramps, and overpasses are going to be extremely slick for you this morning, so do be careful. It's also windy out there. Your forecast, like I said, windy, snow this morning that will diminish to a few snow showers this afternoon. Expect a high around 36, currently 29 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
In a world where people work too hard, one town took a stand and went to Las Vegas. America needs a break, and this small...
FoodShare America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in FoodShare America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off FoodShare America's menus. For more information, contact FoodShare America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
That honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turn 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
You thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
And now I'm glad I didn't get through because I heard what you said after somebody knew it was Jimmy Cagney, that you said, geez, you got to be in Depends. And 100 years old to know who that was, so I'm glad I didn't get through.
Yeah, we're glad you didn't get through. No, I'm just kidding. You can
Is
call.
Is that you, Ma? Is that you, Ma? I'm coming out.
You could call any time.
That was funny. Oh, that was funny.
You know, we were talking about changing careers and changing jobs.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if you don't have a nest egg and you don't have the right investments. And a lot of people are saying, well, I just don't want to get near the stock market. But you've got alternatives to that, correct?
Lots of them. And you know, Jay, we talked about this on our we have a two-hour show on Sunday, as you know, on your sister station, KHOW, Sunday morning from 8 to 10. And we talked about this yesterday morning. A lady called and said, you know, we talked a little bit about a couple of stocks she had, and she said, I'm just worried, should I go to CDs? And her concern was, of course, that she would, the rate of return is so low on a CD, it takes you to a point where you're not even keeping up with inflation. So, I mean, there are products out there with what I would consider to be CD safety with a much greater upside potential. So, you know, you've got to have somebody that's out there looking, in my opinion, to stay on top of the game. You've got to have somebody out there looking for investments, making sure that they stay away from the Madoffs and those types of investments. But on the other hand, they're finding you investments that'll get you a rate of return that'll help you sustain your current lifestyle and allow you to make some money and keep up with inflation, but also provide safety for you. And that's really our goal here, is match up somebody's risk tolerance to what's going on in the market and helping them achieve their goals. So, yeah, and it may or may not be the stock market. Maybe the stock market is showing some bottom signals right now. But you've got to be careful, and I think to have alternative choices, I think, is a big, big plus right now.
Yeah, and you guys don't strong-arm anybody. I mean, even if you eat all the candy out of the candy bowl, you guys don't care, do you?
No, we sure don't.
All right, because we're almost out of time here, a very quick rundown of the market.
Well, the Dow's down 45, the Nasdaq's down 11, S&P's down 8, the Marvin, sometimes known as the Russell's, down 5.75. So a little bit of softness as we open the market today.
All right, Mr. Spear, it's good to talk to you. And if you have trouble leaving the office, I can always drive. I can always show up in my 4x4 and loan you some snowshoes.
Come on over, boss.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
It's 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Available digitally to you at am760.net. Streaming, podcasting. Also, we're available on iPhone. Go to am760.net to find out about that. And there's also my blog, J. Marvin Blog. .com. We're talking about Pat Shanahan, the Broncos. That's the biggest story going on. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. You know, when you say that you don't understand how people can not root for their home team, the safest question you can ask in Colorado is where you're from. And I grew up in Minnesota, so when people ask me what team I vote for, I say my two favorite teams are the Vikings and anybody playing the Broncos.
Well, wow, man, that's...
Now, when they were building the new stadium here, and the big controversy was what they were going to name it, I called in one radio station once, and I said, I think they ought to name it the Tootsie Pop Stadium.
Boy, that's pretty... You're pretty bitter here, aren't you?
Oh, no. When my daughter was younger, we were talking about football, and I was asking her what some of the... players did. So I asked her, what's the safety do? And she says, he carries around the first aid kit.
That's a pretty classic answer.
Yeah.
That's a pretty classic answer for sure. All right. Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you say sports affects your life?
About a 1.5.
All right, so you're not one of these people who would sit down, say, on a Sunday and spend, like, the whole Sunday watching TV.
No. If the Vikings aren't on TV out here, I don't watch any football.
All right, man, come on. You got to become a Broncos fan.
I tried that when I first moved here. There was a couple of incidences that just totally turned me off, and I can't do it anymore.
No go, huh?
No.
All right, pal, I appreciate the call, and stay out of the snow.
I'm sitting at a dead stop. I'm trying to get down to I-25 right now.
Oh, Lord. All right, patience, and we'll keep you entertained.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Coming up next, what about if you're unemployed?
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents two concerts for the whole family on Sunday, January 18th at 2 or 3:30 p.m. at Monarch High School in Louisville. Schnoodle, a friendly alien from the planet Schnarp, will join us to learn about the orchestra and explore the variety of musical styles an orchestra can perform. Tickets are $10 general admission. For information and tickets, call the Boulder Philharmonic box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving you
today and get one bottle free.
All I have to say is try it and you'll see the magic.
800-300-DIET or on the web at 800-300-DIET.com.
I didn't change a thing. I just ate normally and the pounds just started coming off.
Call today for your free bottle, 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. 8 days before he hands the reins of power to Barack Obama, President Bush calls terrorism the biggest worry the new president will have to face.
The most urgent threat that he'll have to deal with and other presidents after him will have to deal with is an attack on our homeland.
At a farewell press conference that's still underway at the White House, the president also spoke about asking Congress to release the second half of the $700 billion financial industry rescue fund. He said he'll ask if that's what the president-elect wants.
Well, he hadn't asked me to make the request yet. And I don't intend to make the request unless he specifically asked me to make it.
CBS's Chip Reed tells us President-elect Obama and Congress will insist on strict conditions before any of that money is spent.
This time around, there have got to be strings attached. It's got to be very clear where the money is going. And it's got to be targeted specifically at getting credit flowing and to families instead of just giving it to banks.
Some people may think it's going too far, but safety experts want an end to cell phone calls behind the wheel of a car. CBS's John Hartshe has the story.
The National Safety Council wants states to ban all cell phone use by drivers, hands-on and hands-free. Spokesman John Yelcheski says there's proof it's dangerous.
The latest estimate from the Harvard Center of Risk Analysis says we're looking at 600,000 crashes, over 100,000 injuries, and about 2,600 deaths a year.
Yelcheski concedes cell phones in cars are popular.
We are not naive about the challenge ahead of us. It's going to probably take us many years.
According to the Safety Council, driving while talking on a cell phone is as dangerous as driving while intoxicated. John Hartshe, CBS News, Washington.
The medical profession is rethinking the way it treats patients who've just come out of the intensive care unit. The new philosophy is to get them up and walking as soon as possible, even if they're in pain or hooked up to tubes. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says patients who aren't pushed could show signs of weakness and mental decline for years to come.
Put calendars on the wall, orient them. Get them up and around, get them walking, get the blood flowing so they don't get clots in their legs.
The Secretary of the Army tells USA Today the military may end a policy that requires medical personnel to notify a commanding officer when a soldier asks for mental health counseling. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says a policy change would have an obvious benefit.
More might actually seek this type of assistance if they weren't concerned about the stigma of their commanding officers being notified.
Overseas, the fighting in Gaza could be close to a turning point.
There is house-to-house combat as Israeli ground forces push deeper into heavily populated areas of Gaza. Thousands of reservists have joined the battle, indicating that the fighting could escalate. Palestinian rockets are still hitting Israel, though far fewer than before. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 47 points. This is CBS News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right?
First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 505 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 505, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 505. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM760 local news update. The Broncos' new head coach is younger than some of the players. 32-year-old Josh McDaniels leaves the New England Patriots offensive coordinator job to come to Denver. Denver Post sports writer Mike Kliss believes the choice of McDaniels as head coach is risky because he's young and unknown, but Kliss says McDaniels can be successful with the right people supporting him.
If he's got the good coordinators right now, I know the Broncos would like to keep their offensive side in place. And it'll be important that he gets a good defensive coordinator. That's really what this team needs.
Kliss talking to 9 News. McDaniel is expected to include a former Bronco assistant, Mike Nolan, as his defensive coordinator. Nolan was also head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Well, we're getting hit a bit harder than expected. CDOT's Stacy Stegman.
The biggest thing really is what we're seeing is wind. Every time we've plowed this morning, because the snow keeps coming down and it just blows right back over the road like we've not even been there.
It's been tough to keep roads clear. It's worse to the south.
It was really bad going through Monument, going up Monument Hill.
That driver coming up from Colorado Springs. Forecasters called for just an inch or so for the metro area, but they're now revamping that. 2 to 5 inches expected, most of it before noon. Stay tuned and drive slowly. Sports, the defending Super Bowl champions are done. Philadelphia knocking off the New York Giants. The Eagles will visit the Arizona Cardinals next Sunday for the championship game. And in the AFC, it'll be Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore. The Steelers beat the Chargers yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you heard that caller on with David talking about I-25 and Monument Hill. It just gets worse the closer you get to Castle Rock. Speeds are going to drop into the single digits right around Wolfsonburger, taking you all the way into the tech center. Miserable drive. And then as you're driving through the tech center, lane recognition very difficult on I-25. Speeds are going to be in the single digits. You may even hit the teens right around Dry Creek. But for the most part, it's a slow ride. We're looking at delays on both 270 as well as C-47. You're traveling eastbound, crawling from about Ken Carroll all the way up to Quebec. That's going to be a slow ride. They're cleaning up a crash on 36 just west of I-25, slowing things up from Sheridan. Again, we're looking at single-digit speeds, so factor that into your drive. And it sounds like a lot of the surface streets is where people are having difficulties as well. Checking on those scanners, I've heard literally 100 accidents this morning. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar, hot water, and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Thank you for listening. Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay. Talk show hosts are supposed to be savvy, cool, and with it. I've committed the ultimate sin. I'm one of these EAS protein shakes. I spilled it on the front of my shirt. Now I look like crap. Good morning, 808, 8 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snow is going on. High today, 34. Please be extremely careful on the roads. A new report just released this morning by Families USA shows that the grim reality of unemployment on affordability and access to health insurance. The report squeezed, caught between unemployment benefits and health care costs, reveals that Colorado families hit with job loss just couldn't afford to pay to continue to have health insurance with COBRA. And it's tough. It's definitely tough to go through this. And I think most people know about that. So let's talk to Ms. DePearson. Let's talk to D. DePearson. I'm sorry. Did I say that wrong? I said D. D, as in D-E-E. D.D. DePearson. Okay. D.D. Pearson. All right, I'll just ask her. All right, I got a typo on this thing, Ms. Pearson. How do you say your full name?
Hold on a second.
There's a typo on here, John.
I'm not sure. I go by Denise or Didi, and my last name is DePearson.
Okay. How about if I call you Denise?
That's perfect.
Because I love that name.
That's fabulous.
Okay. Now, let's get into this whole subject about COBRA, about health insurance, and about unemployment. Do you know one of the biggest fears that a lot of people have, including myself, about unemployment is what are we going to do for insurance? Now, first of all, COBRA is high. Second of all, it only goes for 18 months, I believe.
Correct.
And depending in this economy how long you stay unemployed, if you've got pre-existing conditions or if you're drawing out of your savings account or your unemployment check, I mean, you just can't make it happen.
I think you're absolutely right. Most people know about COBRA, which allows you to continue your insurance if you have it through your employer for up to 18 months, but you have to pay the premium. And those premiums are often quite high. And the report shows that in Colorado, for the average individual, it'd be about 25% of your unemployment benefit. And for a family, it'd be about 70% of your unemployment benefit. And when people are making tough choices about rent or mortgage and heat and food, health insurance sometimes seems completely out of reach.
So, if you're in that situation, and I know there's people listening to us that are in that situation, what are they supposed to do?
Well, one of the things that is being discussed at the federal level and I think needs to be looked at the state level is providing some sort of, particularly in these economic times, providing some sort of subsidy for COBRA to make it more affordable, because we're seeing such a rise in the unemployment rate and so many families struggling that we're really going to have to step in and figure out a way to make health insurance more affordable. There are some options, but as you pointed out, if you decide not to go with COBRA and you have any sort of pre-existing condition, you're probably going to have trouble or not be able to get that covered in the individual market. There's some other options like Cover Colorado or high-risk pool, but all of them cost a lot of money, and it's going to be tough.
All right, to get in that high-risk pool, how much is that?
Well, it's actually the Cover Colorado is based on a sliding scale, so it actually depends on your income, but it's also quite high. It's not going to be cheaper probably than your COBRA payment.
Now, somebody told me over the weekend about this what is it called? Insurance of One?
It's a business group of one. Let me just say a couple things about that. First of all, Colorado is unusual in that you can form a sole proprietor LLC and be a business group of one and actually then be in the small group market in Colorado, and that has guaranteed issue. They have to cover you. But it still can be pricey, but you can get coverage, where in the individual market, it's real Western. They don't have to cover you. They can exclude anything they want. They can pretty much charge whatever they want. So being in the small group market provides you a little bit better regulation and coverage. However, for COBRA, actually, only covers at the federal, because it's a federal law, only covers 20 or more employees. For 20 and under employees, we have something called Colorado Continuance, which sort of mirrors COBRA, but it's a state law. It's complicated.
So really, basically, the picture you're painting here on this snowy Monday morning is any way you go, you're in trouble. And for a lot of us, we're stuck at our jobs if we have one because we just can't make a move due to the fact that because of insurance.
It's tough. Right now in Colorado, about 60% of the non-elderly who fall sort of in a different category because of Medicare get their insurance coverage for themselves and or their dependents through employer-sponsored insurance. So most of us, that's how we get our insurance. And I think switching jobs in an economy or, you know, losing your job and not knowing where you're going to be employed again, it's really hard to maintain that health coverage. And it's hard to switch if you don't know that you have another job lined up and what those coverage benefits are going to be. We're seeing a lot of employers actually thin out coverage, higher deductibles, higher copays, that kind of thing, because insurance is getting so expensive.
Yeah, I've often thought to myself, well, you know, if it happens to me, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rough it. But I have pre-existing conditions, and I don't know what would happen if I don't take medication.
And that's a problem for a lot of folks. You know, we know if people delay care or don't manage chronic conditions, clearly they get worse. And what happens? Usually folks end up in the emergency department. And that's a very expensive way to treat people. And those of us with insurance actually pay for the uninsured when they end up at emergency departments. They have to be covered there, but that cost gets shifted to those of us with private insurance. So there are some pieces that would be important for us to do, I think, in this time. One is to try to look at subsidies, what we can do for folks. Don't cut public programs, particularly Medicaid, and particularly the Children's Health Insurance Program, which covers kids and pregnant women, would be really, really important. And then try to make folks aware of other options. Can they get something in the individual market that might be a higher deductible but cover major medical? It's not going to get them that regular care, but maybe cover catastrophic things.
Well, see, that was my next question. My next question is, and this is the gazillion-dollar question, unless you're in total denial, everybody is suffering from some facet of the health care system being broken. For instance, my wife Mary goes to the pharmacy. They have now raised our copay. Some of these drugs are, you know, they're like $600 a whack. So we're all, whether we have a job and we have existing insurance, we don't have a job, we have no insurance, whatever the case may be, premiums are going up. We're all stuck in this to a certain degree. And yet for many people, they watch the debate and either they refuse to recognize what's going on or we can't get it changed.
You know, I think we have in the past couple of years under the Ritter administration made some progress, and there's a big new policy proposed this legislative session that the governor talked about in his State of the State about charging a provider fee that would allow us to draw down more federal dollars. I think there's a lot of expectation coming out of the federal government, too, under the Obama administration that we can make some serious steps. But it's going to take a while. In the meantime, a recent report released late last year showed that in Colorado, almost one person a day dies from lack of insurance in Colorado because they're not getting the care they need. It can be attributed to not having insurance and not accessing care. So it really is a life or death situation every day for people.
It's 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Denise DePearson is with us, and you can find out more about this at cohealthinitiative.org. In the 60s, 70s, and into part of the 80s, but primarily in the 60s, like 1968, the challenge against the Dubček administration in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Spring was that Dubček and the Czechs wanted to have socialism with a human face. I find us in exactly the same position, except the economic mode is capitalism. Capitalism without a human face. It blows my mind that a country this rich, with this many resources, and despite the economic news and despite what we owe and the budget deficit, there's still a lot of money floating around out there. It blows me away that we can't give children decent health care, that there are people out there who can't get decent health care, that people have become wage slaves because they can't get, they're unsure of what they're going to do health care wise if they switch jobs, that we have people standing around on street corners begging. There's got to be a national will to fix this, and if there is, do the insurance companies have that much lobbying power?
Well, I'm not sure about the lobbying power, but we do see in the polling that healthcare has become not only one of the top issues consistently, but one of the top economic issues. You know, a lot of talk these days is about the economy, but you can't talk about fixing the economy without talking about fixing the healthcare system. In other words, it's such a huge part of the state budget, it's such a huge part of the federal budget, it's such a huge part of people's concerns about the economy and what you mentioned, which we call job lock, where people feel locked into jobs. It cuts down on entrepreneurial, starting up new businesses, all these things that we really value. And I think one of the things that you just talked about really is, what is the common good? What are our values about a country where we spend a lot more on health care and actually get very little to show for it compared to other countries?
I mean, I see this as being a moral issue.
I do, too, absolutely. It's about what we do, particularly for the most vulnerable populations, but for everybody. It's one of those things that certainly I think we feel people really deserve. It's something we should provide in our society as a common good.
All right. Now, if somebody's out there listening and they're stuck in this situation of either no health care or they're cobra-ing it, cobra, mm-hmm. They're going through that and they can't afford it, what would you recommend they do?
Well, there are a couple of things. Actually, on our website, we have a guide to services for the uninsured that's statewide and also goes county by county. So that would be one source. I think that they need to think through what are their options in the particular situation that they're in. Could they get insurance in the individual market? Do they need to go to Cover Colorado? You know, could their kids perhaps be eligible for the Children's Health Program? And find something that's like a high deductible for the parents. It's complex, though, and it's hard to figure out. There also are a couple other federal programs. There are some under HIPAA, which most people are familiar with. There's some protections there, and there's also a health coverage tax credit. And these get really sort of into the Wonka sphere, but there are some options out there for folks. The Healthcare Policy and Finance, which administers our public programs, has a great website here in Colorado. But they're going to have to dig a little bit.
All right. Denise DePearson, who is with the Colorado Health Initiative. You can go to coloradohealthinitiative.org. And it seems to me, Denise, I mean, this is a problem we just have to fix.
Well, we're going to be up at the Capitol, certainly at the state level this year, working on fixes to the healthcare system. And we'll do a little bit, I think, of work at the national level, too. So I think the most important thing is for people to speak up, to contact their elected officials, and to let them know how important an issue this is and that we need a fix.
Do you take donations?
Yes, we do. We are a nonprofit organization, and we would love your support.
All right. Denise DePearson. Denise, come back soon.
I would love to be on anytime. Thanks so much, Jay.
All right. Thanks a bunch. All right. This is a big problem, and I think all of you who are going through this need to reach for a life raft. And I think what we're going to do here is we're going to find somebody who can come on the show and take calls and give us real life solutions. Not that Denise wasn't doing that, but addressing the fact that what do you do if you don't have health care? What do you do if you're making COBRA payments but you can't keep doing it? How do you get insurance? Because this is vital. You know, we talk about all this other stuff in life, the Broncos, politics, whatever. This is so vital because we're talking about kids, we're talking about human beings, that we can't let this go. We just can't. And we have to address this. We have to get on our congressmen and our senators' backs and our legislators' backs, and we got to say, hey, you got to help us fix this. Because this is the number one thing of importance other than putting people back to work. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whether you got a job or you're out there looking for one, you're going to have to deal with traffic. And Turk will turn us on.
Jay, traffic is just a complete nightmare for you this morning. It's going to take about 2 to 4 times the normal amount of time it takes you to get where you're headed this morning. Really slick conditions on the surface streets and on the highways around town. Going to find single-digit speeds, maybe speeds in the teens as you're traveling around the metro. But several accidents so far. You heard Tony report earlier this year, over 100 crashes around the metro. Some active ones out there. Southbound 25, around 120th. Also have one on the northbound side there in the opposing lanes at 136th. After downtown, going to see one on southbound eastbound 25 at Broadway. Also accidents eastbound 76 at Sheridan. A rollover at Kipling and 6th. That's causing some major delays there in Lakewood. Also got one on the ramp from Santa Fe to southbound 25. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Harbin here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
4269. Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Small business software that'll help me track every penny, money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage. AM760.net.
I am the living rooster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too late to crow for day.
Oh, yeah. Is that great? We gotta play the whole thing, man. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. Snow. High today, 34. And here's the little red rooster of weather. And he's got everybody upset in all kinds of ways. From Channel 7, our good friend Mike Nelson. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm indoors and I'm dry.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, where did this come from?
There was a cold front that came in last night, but it was not expected to do this. Maybe an inch of snow, and it just muscled up overnight and has really pummeled us, you know, now.
why did it do that, Mike? Why did it, I mean, in other words, how does that happen where it muscles up?
Strong jet stream aloft, and it just was slightly farther back to the west. And that actually creates convection in the atmosphere, almost like a summertime thunderstorm. And so you get these bands of heavier snow. And unfortunately, they're tough to pin down. And my apologies to everyone that expected much less this morning based on last night's forecast. It just is one of those things that it came through much, much stronger. If it makes you feel any better, I'm out in it as well driving. And for people that might say, hey, Nelson, take your forecast and stick it. I'm actually driving to my annual physical, so I think that'll probably happen.
Yeah. Well, Nelson, as far as your weather forecast goes, here, have a latex rubber glove.
There you go. Snap. It's ordered. And right after that, I have to go to the dentist to get a tooth drilled. So
I'm doing
my penance today.
Boy, are you ever. Now, how many inches do you think we're going to get here?
I end up on the south side of town being 4 or maybe a little bit more. Up toward Greeley, they've had about 1.5 inches, maybe 2. So the 2 to 4 inch range, a little heavier on the south and west side of town. And up into the foothills, 6, maybe a little bit more. So this is a good snowstorm in a winter that we haven't seen very many. And it's just unfortunate with the timing. Coming in rough in time to mess up the Monday morning drive has really caught everybody off guard.
Yeah, when I came in here this morning at 4 a.m., I could feel it in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I could feel just a little. I could feel that dampness, and you could feel that it was just kind of getting ready to start.
When I heard the coyotes stop howling at 3 a.m. and the wind start, I thought, uh-oh.
That's a sure sign that it's going to happen.
Yeah. So the one thing that is a saving grace on it, I know it's just made a nightmare for the commute, but after the fire last week up in Boulder County, we've been so dry, and any additional moisture that we can get, even if it has come at an inopportune time, certainly is very handy.
All right, so as the chief meteorologist at Channel 7 and author of the Colorado Weather Almanac, I want you to channel Franz and give us a forecast.
Okay, here we go. Y'all just try to listen to me now and hear me later, okay? We've had a cold front come through. We thought it would be a wimpy girly man's front, but no, it has bustled up and become much more massive and muscular. So please take it easy when you're out there driving and be safe today because this storm has moved through and become much stronger than we thought. It is not a wimpy girly man storm, but instead more of a manly man storm. So tomorrow will be a sunny day. You can go out and get some sunshine on your bumper tube. But for today, just take it slow and be safe out there.
We cry for you.
You, but our tears are from laughter.
Mike Nelson, boy, it's just great to hear your voice. It's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Jay. And again, my apologies to many that were surprised by the snow, but it won't last much longer.
Well, you need an extra pair of snowshoes, give me a call.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. Thank
you
as always.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. There's my buddy Mike Nelson. He is just great. There's no question about it. He is the man. Okay. And Franz is the other man. It's 8:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to go to open phones, but I got something else I want to bring up to you. 303-713-7600, whatever it is you want to talk about, plus what I'm going to throw in here coming up. Monday morning, you heard Mike Nelson. It's sloppy out there now. John Turk will muscle up and give us the traffic.
Yeah, it is really sloppy out there on the surface streets, on the highways, just about anywhere you're headed from the Wyoming state line all the way down to Pueblo even. I've got a lot of snow falling, especially around Cass Rock. Monument Hill is supposed to be a real nightmare for you right now. Single-digit speeds, maybe in the teens as you're traveling around Denver on all the major systems, highway systems, that is. We do have some accidents out there. I'll just run down this list real briefly for you. Hamden at Yosemite, Sheridan at 64th. I also got one southbound 25 at Broadway. Wadsworth at I-70, got another crash eastbound 76 around Sheridan, and southbound 25 at 120th. Got one more big one out there. It's on the surface streets, but at Kipling and 6th Avenue, got a rollover there. That's causing some pretty major delays for you. Your forecast, windy with snow this morning. That will diminish to a few snow showers this afternoon. Expect a high around 36, currently 29 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mom always said, take care of your stuff. Turns out she was right. Regular vehicle maintenance saves you money, extends the life of your car.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to a night of Sinatra favorites as they present Simply Sinatra with vocalist Steve Lippia at Mackey Auditorium on January 17th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy favorites such as The Best Is Yet to Come, Fly Me to the Moon, Angel Eyes, and many more. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID and $13 to $75 for adults. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-600-3731. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-600-3731. 1-800-600-3731. 1-800-600-3731.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
With ordinary term life insurance, there's only one way anyone can collect anything. You have to die. But now there's a new kind of term life policy that guarantees all your money back, even if you don't die. Here's how it works. Either your family gets a lot of money, or if you're still here at the end of the term, you get all your money back, tax-free. I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of top-rated life insurance products to save you money and to give you the most innovative options available. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. 800-600-8286. Or go to AccuQuote.com. Again, for your free quote, call 800-600-8286. That's 800-600-8286.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow. Which should, as you heard talking to Mike Nelson, it should stop here in a little bit. But a high today, 34, and we could get an inch or two, depending on where you live or depending on where you are. And we'd like to welcome our newest affiliate from Muskogee, Oklahoma. Thank you for being part of the J. Marvin Show. All right. Open phones 303-713-7600. But here's something that I have mixed feelings about. President-elect Obama, I don't know, did you see him on Sunday when he was talking to George Stephanopoulos? He indicated that he is reluctant to look into Bush's policies, to look into the past with George Bush. He said that there should be prosecutions if somebody's blatantly broke the law. And that his legal team is going to be looking at interrogation and detention and past practices. But Obama said he also believes that we should look forward as opposed to looking backwards. And what gets me about this is, okay, fine, but all of these things that have happened over the last 8 years. So everybody's going to walk scot-free? when it comes to this stuff? Now, maybe that doesn't bother you, but it bothers me. But then, on the other hand, I see what he's talking about looking forward, that we have so much to do and so much to accomplish, like healthcare, which we just talked about, putting people back to work, which probably would be the number one thing. We have literally forgotten about Iraq, getting out of Iraq. All of these things. Cleaning up all the federal agencies. So I thought I'd just throw this in. And maybe I should have waited. Maybe I should have waited till we could do a full hour on this. On whether you agree with Barack Obama's look forward or look back strategy. Other than that, you can call about that or anything else you want to call about it. 303-713-7600. Here's Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, hi. I wanted to go back to the health care subject.
Sure.
I got a hot button on this. It cracks me up that you got guys like Doug Lamborn and Tom Osborne out of Oklahoma and all these other talking point poster children. So we yammering about socialized health care. But you know what socialized health care is, Jay? It's the health care that you and I pay for through our tax dollars for them and their families. And I guarantee you it's the best health care they ever had. I am not aware of one member of Congress who has ever renounced either on principle or because he could get a better deal somewhere, has ever renounced the health care package that he gets as a federal employee. And you and I pay for that, and we are not allowed to access that. And these guys scream about socialized health care, but they won't walk away from the package that we pay for them. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy who ran against Polis in the primary. I forget his name. Up there in Boulder, who ran against Polis last summer. And he said if he was elected, he would renounce the health care package until all Americans had the same health care he could get. And I'll tell you right now, if congressmen and senators and the president had to go out and shop for health care on the open market with their own after-tax dollars like the rest of us, and not be allowed to get any sweetheart deals like happened with some of those mortgage deals, let me tell you, this problem will be solved next week.
Well, I happen to agree with you. I don't think they should get anything more than the average person gets. And by the way, I think in a gesture which speaks to where the economy is, I think they should volunteer to take a 10% pay cut.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's a little bit of another. Well, I think I think they should be paid in proportion to what the median salary is. I don't mean they should get the median salary, but they should get, say, X times the median salary, say 2.5 times. The median salary right now is around $40,000. That includes the value of all benefits. So that means their total compensation would be about $100,000. Or, you know, pick a number, whatever. But it would be tied to that. So when we go down, they go down with us, you know. Share the pain. I just don't believe this, that they want an automatic pay raise increase. And by the way, you know what else? The minimum wage, they debate that all the time. They demagogue the crap out of it. But then why don't they just tie that to their salary? Say, hey, our salary is going to be X times the minimum wage. So when they give themselves a raise, boom, there goes the minimum wage. They don't want the minimum wage to go up. Guys like Coburn and Lamborn, then they can take a pay cut and knock the minimum wage down.
I agree. You also have to understand, too, where the roots of this whole socialism argument comes from. The roots of this whole socialist argument goes back to after World War II, actually before that, in which, in the 30s, well, actually started about 1918, where we were so scared of communism that there were politicians who used that as an excuse to link socialism as being a bad thing and red baiting. So if you said, well, listen, there's no reason why we can't have efficient, cost-effective universal health care. The two areas that they attack is one, ooh, it's a dirty word, it's socialism. The other area that they attack is, oh, we can't let the federal government do that. They'll screw it up if they administer it. Well, my answer to that is, can it be any more screwed up than it is now? I mean, most of the people who make those statements have absolutely no problem getting health insurance. But what do? You go to like a six-year-old kid and give him that argument? Well, we can't have the government do it because the government doesn't handle it very well. And by the way, we're not for socialism.
Well, that's my whole point, is that these guys who are saying that, a lot of these are big wigs in politics, and yet they're sitting there sucking at the public trough, getting their gold platinum-plated health care. and platinum plated retirement. Well, you know, you got everybody else got left out in the cold. It's very much like the feudal system that was overthrown in France and England back in the day. It's incredible. There's two classes. There's us, and you pay for our benefits, and then there's you, and you're out on your own. You've got the free market, you know. Stinks to be you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a big contradiction there, and what you brought up is an important point, which people can now consider and can now toss this into the argument when they start hearing this. You know, let me add one other thing. See, and I'd love to get your opinion about this. I have never met a person. There are a few out there, but most of the people I run into, they complain about their job. They complain about the company that they work for. Yet they still try to shop this idea that companies and corporations know better than the government, which is supposed to act in the administration of the everyday person. Now, why do they think business can do a better job than government when they all complain about business?
If anybody who thinks business can do a great job, I got two words for them: General Motors. Okay, I mean they're a poster child for private sector ineptitude. This idea that government and government workers have a monopoly on ineptitude or corruption or sloth—it's obscene. It's ridiculous. Those are human traits. Government workers are human, so yeah, they bring some of that to the table with them. But guess what? It's running amok in the private sector too. This jihad against government is just nuts.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Hey, Bill, thanks, man. Great call.
See you, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I wanted to come in on two things. The first would be the weather, and then I wanted to come in on healthcare. First, if I'm not the first this morning to call for this, I will second whoever said it, but I would like very much to call for the firing of the head of CDOT. I got off work at 7 a.m. I work overnight. I just now got home about 5 minutes ago. I did not see a single truck, a sand truck or scraping truck, from Aurora to Thornton, Colorado. None. Not one. People were sliding out everywhere. I got off the highway. I got on the side streets. Didn't matter. They were just as bad and not a single truck. I would hesitate to give this excuse to Mr. Nelson, but I suppose I could. But for the head of CDOT to try to say, we were unprepared, excuse me, but it is your job to be prepared. That is, in fact, your job. You are the head of emergency management. It's your job to be prepared. So you don't get the excuse of, we were unprepared.
Well, here's what I don't understand. What I don't understand is, if there's a 60% chance of snow in the forecast, and let's say that 60% chance, if there's more than 50% of a chance, and let's say it shows up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, there ought to be somebody there who gets on the horn and says, hey, get the trucks out, have them sit there, and when it starts, get out there and go for it.
Right. Absolutely. You get a night shift going. It's a skeleton crew, but you get them going. You get them started on scraping off the little bit that's beginning. If things peter out, fine. They scrape off what's done and, turn the truck in, go on home. If things continue to build, you start calling in other crews while those crews are out. Wow. Hey, look at that. I could be the head of CDOT.
Well, I'd
like to apply because I think that I would be at least somewhat more competent than what I have seen today. It was unbelievable.
Well, okay, I put your name in nomination for it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now what about healthcare?
All right, real quick, and, this is, I guess what I'm going to say might seem a little inflammatory. Let me say a little bit of my tale before we go off together too much because, we talked about this once before, but it was many months ago. I personally believe, okay, I'm a very poor person, and I have had to use Cobra. And I do personally believe that one of the problems with it is that immigration status needs to be checked before you are seen for health care. Now, let me explain real quick. My wife is a Spanish American. She had a breast cancer scare. and we had to use Cobra to try to get her a mammogram. The way it works, when you go into any of these clinics, they only see so many people a day. Generally, what we found was that it was set between 40 and 50, and that's it. Once they reach 50, 40 to 50, they simply say, sorry, folks, we've seen everybody we can today, because that's the way their budget is set up. So if they, the way they do it, of course, is they see everybody. They choose to see everybody. Well, of course, if you're seeing a lot of illegal immigrants, which when we were sitting there, I would have to say that, you know, I would say a lot of these people were questionable on their illegal or their immigration status. Then you reach that 40 or 50 pretty quickly. And day after day after day, I had to take my wife home crying because she was positive, and I why would I disbelieve her, that she had breast cancer because she had a painful lump. Finally, one day I blew up, and I started screaming about this very thing in the waiting room about checking people's immigration status. It was amazing how quickly doctors and nurses came running, and my wife was then seen. And it turned out to be okay. She had a cyst, had to be removed, but it was not cancerous.
Well, thank God.
Yes, yes. So I really do personally think that we do, this is something that needs to be involved with the issue as well. I'm not saying that, you know, no, push them out the door, let them go die in the street, but the way it's set up now, again, I would love to have universal health care. Love it. Everybody gets seen, no problems, like Europe or something along those lines. But since we don't have that, we need to then, unfortunately, be a bit choosier. And I think that the American citizen should be seen first. And then if they have some budget left over for the day, great. See the other people. It doesn't bother me at all. So,
you're right. I'm not going to totally agree with you on this because I believe health care is a right, not a privilege, and I don't care where you're
from.
And
I do agree with that.
Yeah, and I don't care where you're from. I think immigration reform, of course, and tightening the borders goes, along with a lot of other issues.
Right.
And I could argue that statistics counter your point, but I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to say to you is this, that even though you had to go to that clinic, and you had that long wait, and they only saw 50 people. You know what that's about, don't you? That's about lack of commitment to that kind of a thing and lack of funds to make it happen.
Now, I agree with that, Jay. And, you know, we went around about this last time. I do agree. And, again, I agree 100% that we should have universal health care. I'm a tax-paying citizen, so is my wife. There's no reason that I should be told to go die in the street while a congressman has his wife seen instantly. But again, if we have the system we have now, I really think that we have to try to see the American citizens first.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue that point with you. The only thing I'm going to say is I'm having an effect on you because now you want universal health care. So stick around, Mark. And before it's all over with, man, we'll be out having, milks together. And, I'll bring you all the way over. Trust me. I'll turn you to the dark side. But, Mark, I love you, man, and I'm glad that I'm glad that your wife's okay.
Yes, yes, indeed.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Turk talks traffic.
Snowpack conditions and poor visibility adding up to equal a really nasty drive for you this morning. About 2 to 3 times the extra amount of time you need to get to where you're headed this morning. Single-digit speeds in the teens on all the major highway systems around Denver, Boulder, Castle Rock, Colorado Springs, and even Fort Collins. Several new crashes out there. Southbound I-25 at 84th. Left shoulder's blocked there. A semi-involved. Also got a new one on eastbound C-470. This at Santa Fe. Had an earlier one there. And here's what I've heard is it's taken a really long time. Got backups all the way to Ken Carl to that side of that accident. Really going to last up to Quebec. And the trip across 25, from what we heard, a colleague said 2 hours to get from C-470 up to Colorado Boulevard on I-25. That's normally about a 15 to 20 minute clip. Reports of a lot of issues on
Highway 58 just off of I-70, the bridge there causing some problems. Also, Highway 93 between Golden and Boulder, really brutal. That hill by Highway 72 causing also some major problems. RTD spinouts there, people generally having trouble getting up and down that hill between Golden and Boulder. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold. Snow on and off most of the day. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said. AAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852. And visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. Simplesolar.com.
Food Share America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in Food Share America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off Food Share America's menus. For more information, contact Food Share America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
Boy, I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK procedures in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-900-2144. That's 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
did this song originally. Is this the band? This sounds like Levon Helm. Hey, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This radio station available digitally at am760.net. And you get podcasts, and you can also get live streaming, plus send email. And then we're available on iPhone, too. Go to am760.net and download that application. And you can also check out our Facebook pages. I've got one. John's got one. Plus, on top of that, we've got one for the show, Turn Left with J. Marvin. And you can read my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Oh, we were thinking about this song earlier. Waylon. That's for all of you out there in the snow. All right. Open phones will continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, and welcome to our newest affiliate in La Cañada, California. Thank you for joining us. We're great to be part of your life.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Christy Harvey will be with us. We'll take your calls, give you the breaking news updates, y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-700-7181. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
I inherited a recession, I'm ending on a recession.
President Bush summing up his economic legacy at a farewell news conference. He pointed to the top challenge awaiting Barack Obama.
The most urgent threat that he'll have to deal with and other presidents after him will have to deal with is an attack on our homeland.
Mr. Bush's regrets, the mission accomplished sign long before the Iraq war ended, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and domestically.
I thought long and hard about Katrina. You know, could I have done something differently? Like land Air Force One? Either New Orleans or Baton Rouge.
But he rejects any notion of White House isolation.
I believe the phrase burdens of the office is overstated. Yes, Kelly. Now, why me? The burdens, you know. Why did the financial collapse have to happen on my watch? It's just pathetic, isn't it? Self-pity.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
The National Safety Council has blunt advice for American drivers. Leave the cell phones alone. The organization is calling for people to stop using cell phones while driving and is urging states to pass mandatory bans. How's this going down with Windy City drivers?
Chicagoans we talked with support the idea, at least in theory.
Just look at the people that are dying in the accidents. Look at our insurance rates.
Some people shouldn't talk on the phone and drive because they don't know how to drive as it is. I see people driving all the time not paying attention.
How about you? You think you'd give up yours?
I'm not going to give it up. I need it for work.
I mean, if they have an advice in their ear, because this could be an emergency.
The Safety Council acknowledges it will have a tough fight on its hands, but says it's determined. It blames drivers talking on phones for 2,600 traffic deaths and 12,000 injuries a year. Regine Schlesinger, CBS News, Chicago.
Searchers in Indonesia are being hobbled by bad weather as they look for more than 230 people missing and presumed dead from a ferry that capsized yesterday. At least 33 people have been rescued. The continuing economic slide is forcing more parents to rethink priorities, and for a growing number, that means a public rather than private education for their children. Lisa Barker is pulling her 11 and 13-year-old daughters out of private school in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
It's a very large financial commitment, and, you know, college isn't
too far away, so we needed to think about that.
A new study says patients who need spinal anesthetics face less danger than doctors have believed. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker has details from London.
British researchers say the risk of suffering permanent harm from an epidural administered during surgery is about 1 in 23,000, about 10 times less than previously calculated. For pregnant women having an epidural during labor, the odds are even better, 1 for every 80,000 epidurals.
Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich has announced this morning he won't be running for a third term next year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 54 points. This is CBS News.
My easy button is more than an easy button. It's my save so much we can stop reusing the old file folders button.
Should I file this under R for ripped or T for tattered?
G for garbage.
It's my save so much my boss will be eternally grateful button.
Nice job, Helen.
It's Kathy.
Now save big on everything your office needs with Staples Dollar Deals. On things like scissors, big pens, and highlighters. Staples, that was easy. Dollar pricing valid in-store only. 1-1109 to 1-1709 limits apply.
A sore throat can ruin a family outing, but my kids know I have the touch that can make it better. It's called the Chloraseptic Touch.
Now moms have new Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges with the Liquid Medicine Center. You get the strongest medicine available without a prescription for fast relief that starts the moment Chloraseptic Max touches your throat. Plus, it coats to protect.
When they feel better, we all enjoy ourselves.
New Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges. One touch relief. The Chloraseptic Touch. Use as directed.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Like the weather in Colorado, this morning's forecast keeps changing.
We've gone ahead and issued a winter weather advisory for the Denver metro area and southern sections of the urban corridor from Boulder County down to Castle Rock.
The National Weather Service's Kyle Ferdin says we can now expect to see between 4 and 6 inches of snow before this morning's storm moves on.
This storm, I think, really took the whole city by surprise. I don't think anyone expected this much snow to come down so quickly.
Well, they didn't. CDOT's Stacy Stegman says they've got the plows out on the interstates and freeways. There is a problem, wind. It's blowing the snow back onto roads faster than CDOT can remove it in some areas. The Broncos' new head coach is all of 32 years old. Josh McDaniels coming to Denver from the New England Patriots. Denver Post sports writer Mike Kliss tells 9 News the choice is a bit risky.
Because he is unknown. He's never done it, and he's young. And the players are going to look at him, and he's going to, and they're going to say, who is this kid? This is the guy who's leading us. So those are going to be some issues that Josh McDaniels overcomes. He can do it, though, if he hires good coordinators.
The NFL Network is reporting McDaniels has chosen Mike Nolan as defensive coordinator. Nolan's a former San Francisco 49ers head coach. He has coached also as a Broncos assistant. McDaniels' specialty is offense. Took over the Patriots offense in 2006. And a year later, New England set NFL records in touchdowns and points. A carbon monoxide scare at the Mountain States Ice Arena in Greeley. High levels of CO.
Kids are coming off the ice real slow, and some of them are holding their stomachs.
I had a really bad headache, and I kind of felt like I was going to throw up and a little short of breath, and it's not normal.
Some of the players and their parents talking to 9 News. That rink will stay closed until the source is detected. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now on a busy morning, Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This morning's commute is a mess right now. We're going to be very late to recover. Significant delays for northbounders on I-25 as you're heading out of the tech center. As I'm checking on those CDOT cameras, got a jackknife semi. This is on the ramp from southbound 225 as you're trying to get onto I-25. Now, people are far right side, but it's still going to take you a while as you're trying to get in from Aurora. Slow speeds eastbound C-470 from about Quebec all the way up to I-25. It's also going to be dragging on that westbound through that stretch. I-70 crawling as I also look at the cameras again from about Holly all the way up to I-25. Speeds are in the teens on both directions of 270 across city, as well as on the westbound side of 36 as you're heading into Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the King Soopers fuel discount? Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug fuel center throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers, right store, right price.
If there is anyone out there,
January 20th,
who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible,
change will happen.
Tonight is your answer.
Officially,
in this election, at this defining moment.
The inauguration of President Barack Obama.
Change is coming.
On AM 760.
Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Morning, 908, 8 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, snowy day, high today, supposed to be only about 34. CDOT crews called a snow shift this morning at 4:30 a.m., they're saying. Plows were on the road by 5. Currently, there are 90 plows out in the Denver metro area. The storm was fast and furious, and blowing snow was a problem. Keep in mind, CDOT focuses plowing first on interstates and freeways before secondary roads. Nice job, CDOT. Hey! And we want to welcome our newest affiliate from Brackettville, Texas. Thank you for having us on the air. We're also available digitally at am760.net. And you can also check us out on Facebook, iPhone, my blog, jmarvinblog.com, any place and everywhere, we're there. I'm also on Twitter, by the way. I haven't mentioned that. I'm on Twitter. So come find me over there on Twitter. All right. It's open phones 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pat in Wheat Ridge. Pat, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I wanted to chime in about the whole prosecution idea about whether Barack Obama is going to turn around and look at the crimes of the past administration. Like a lot of people, I want accountability too, but I think that Barack's in a pickle, and I understand why he's not focusing on it. And I'll give you an analogy. If you got a couple of ropes attached to the back of a bus and you're trying to pull the bus out of a ditch, you don't want to give the people on the other side of the rope any reason to leave their pulling job, you know? He's got a big agenda in front of him, and if he starts looking like a partisan gunslinger, he's just going to lose some of his support from the other side of the aisle, and it's just going to make it even harder to get that stuff passed. And that's more important right now.
Yeah. I see that argument totally. I also see the unity argument, too. This is, you know, what we're going through now is similar to what we went through with Watergate. I mean, a lot of people were down on Jerry Ford,
yeah.
for President Ford, for pardoning Richard Nixon. And he said he did it because he wanted to move on, and he thought the country should move on. Well, we've had deep, deep, deep divisions over the last 8 years, and at some point, we're going to have to heal those. And I don't think you heal them by being overly partisan. But on the other hand, if there are issues that you care about and you look at them from a left-wing perspective, then it's very hard to sit there and put up with Obama towing a middle line.
Well, okay, but what good can be accomplished? And the reason I'm saying that is this. You're not going to untorture those people. I mean, you know, if somebody was tortured at Guantanamo Bay and then you turn around and you prosecute, you know, Dick Cheney for approving it or whoever, those people aren't going to not be tortured anymore. It's already done. I mean, granted, we don't want it to happen again. And I understand that, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, something can be done. But in this very first year, he has a narrow window to keep the trust of everybody who elected him to get his agenda through and to try to get us out of a recession, out of a war, you know, in a better footing on another war, you know, fix tax reform, fix health care. He's got a lot to do.
Yeah, I totally, but, you know, listen, I totally and clearly see your argument. I mean, I really, really, really see it. Even though there's a part of me that says this, if you and I have to obey the law, and we do, then how does Alberto Gonzalez, Dick Cheney, Richard Pearl, Doug Fife, I mean, Condoleezza Rice, how do all these folks break the law and get away with it?
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, you know, like I said, deep down, I think Barack feels the same way, but it's a matter of, you know, what you're going to spend your political capital on. And it galls me too, but it's what's the priority? I mean, if your house is on fire, are you going to discipline your kid for breaking a plate? You know, you got to put that fire out in your house first.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. No
question. I have one other thing I wanted to chime in on quickly, if I could.
Sure.
The whole idea of education and the fact that Bennett was picked over Perlmutter or somebody else. And Perlmutter's my rep too, and I love him a lot. But I really think we have to focus on education much more than a lot of people have been focused on it. And the reason why is, you know, it used to be that you could say maybe 20 years ago, if you're a C student in the United States and you're an A student and you have an A student in Shanghai, you'd rather be the C student in the United States because you have more opportunities and you're going to be more successful. That's not true anymore. I mean, we're much more on a global footing now. So we have to, I mean, and we're competing with a country that pays for their education of their students all the way through college. So,
well,
I mean,
yeah, but I mean, having this guy Bennett as the senator doesn't guarantee that, you know, education problems are going to be fixed. That's number one. Number two, I think Bill Ritter was unfair. I mean, he didn't go and have town hall meetings to see what people thought. He picked a guy who has never held elective office, who worked with the Anschutz family, which is a high money organization, and a guy who's anti-labor, and who depending on who you talk to, gets C's or B's all the way down to F's as far as running the Denver public school system. I just think that on Ritter's judgment, this is bad. He should have given it to Perlmutter. And he should have given it to Perlmutter for a couple of reasons. First of all, Perlmutter already knows how to work the levers of government. He's been there. Second of all, Perlmutter's proven that he can raise money. Third of all, this is a guy who is a dynamic, take no prisoners, sensible, compassionate, I mean, I can't think of enough words for him, type of guy. I mean, if you ever go, and people should, you should go to this, regardless of who your congressperson is, but if you've never been to one of his governments in the grocery, you ought to go.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah, you ought to go. I mean, it's remarkable that a congressman would sit down with a big notebook and write down everything that every constituent says.
That's right, he does, and he encourages discussion. Those I went once, and it was great. I want to go to the one on the 31st.
Yeah, I'm going to the one on the 31st. So that's how I feel about him. I mean,
okay, you got a good point about Bennett. I just wanted to say, you know, and Perlmutter could probably do more for education than Bennett could, because he knows, you know, he's got allies already, and he knows how it works.
That's exactly right, Pat. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Dwight in Denver. Dwight, you're on AM 760.
Hey there. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was in such a good mood, and then you started talking about the non-prosecutions, and now I'm in a bad mood. Let me briefly mention something that may be helpful regarding the health insurance, and it's how I have health insurance. I have some pre-existing conditions which would make it such that I'll never get private health insurance coverage. But the state of Colorado actually has something called a health insurance program called Cover Colorado. And you can find out about it at the website cover colorado.org. It's actually set up through the state of Colorado, but it's a private health insurer that actually administers it. And I can tell you that I have pretty darn good coverage in an extremely good monthly premium, despite the fact that I have some multiple pre-existing.
What do you need to qualify for it?
There's a listing of pre-existing health conditions that potentially qualify for you for it. In certain cases, if you're coming off of HIPAA, you're going to qualify for it. It's got it right there on the website. I don't have it pulled up on my computer in front of me, but if you have one of your producers pullupcovercolorado.org. I think there's some easy links that show it right there. But it's, I can tell you, I've got a $1,000 annual deductible. I'm a male, 39 years old, $1,000 annual deductible, $1 million worth of total coverage. The co-pays are reasonable, and my monthly premium is less than $300 a month, which is pretty darn good, given my pre-existing health insurance issues. It's fantastic coverage for my situation. So not that 300 isn't, a lot of money, but it beats having no insurance at all, that's for sure.
All right, give that website out again.
It's called covercolorado.org. It's covercolorado.org. And it's, as I said, it's Pacific Care, which is owned by United Healthcare, actually administers the program. It's a private insurance policy, but it's actually a program that's done through and by the state of Colorado. So
all right, man. Well, listen, you know what? Thank you for the wealth of information. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I wanted to bring up one other issue. I mentioned to your producer, and I know he hates when we say that, and I forget what his name is, and I apologize.
John Turk.
Excellent. I'm a criminal defense attorney here in the state of Colorado, and I have to say I go absolutely ballistic. I had no doubt that this was coming down the road, and it was just a matter of time until they finally had to address it, that it was going to be we're going to stick our head in the sands and ignore what happened in the past. Now, we wouldn't do that if it was a murder that happened in the state of Colorado, and I think it's a fair analogy because there have been multiple deaths under the torture program at Guantanamo and elsewhere, as well as assaults, batteries, et cetera. If that were to take place, and it was just you or me or anybody else doing, there would never be the argument, well, what's in the past is in the past, and let's just let it go. You walk into a prosecutor's office with that argument, and you would be laughed right out on your ear. You might even be thrown out on your ear. But that's what we're going to do. There's a simple the notion that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time, the Obama administration, is simply false. There's an easy way to do this. You take a unit of the Justice Department, set aside career prosecutors to try to depoliticize the issue, have career prosecutors investigate it, and if they find out that laws were broken, which there's no question in my mind that they were because I've researched it, the career prosecutors are the ones who make the decision to prosecute and who to prosecute.
Well, I think Pat and Wheatridge was talking about if you're him, where are you going to place your political capital? And the number one thing that I think most people care about is getting back to work.
Well, but that's why I'm saying you don't necessarily make it. You don't even necessarily talk about it. You don't make it a hallmark. You don't make it a center point. But it's something you do simultaneously. We can do multiple things at once, and you have enough career prosecutors in the Justice Department that you can set 20 of them aside and say, listen, guys, you guys are going to be the ones that investigate. You're going to have subpoena powers. And if there are prosecutions that need to be made, then you will be the ones that decide whether or not to prosecute. That way you depoliticize it because you're using career prosecutors.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I just have a matter of.
Oh, I agree. But here's the one, and then I'll get off the line. But here's the other concern that I have, which people aren't taking into account, is that there are statutes of limitations that run in these cases, and you can't simply kick the can down the street and say we're going to wait a few years to do it, because statutes of limitations are expiring on criminal acts as you wait to do something on it. The fact is that in the future, when our soldiers are captured on the battlefield, they are going to be subjected to torture. And when the United States objects, everybody who is torturing our soldiers or our citizens are going to point to Guantanamo and say, you know what? We're doing this because we think that these people that we have captured have information that we need. And if torturing is okay for the United States, by the United States, it's okay for the United States.
I hear you. I wonder what the statute of limitations are on crimes against humanity. Hey, thank you. I really appreciate the call. Thanks, and we'll talk
Absolutely.
To you again.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Great show. Bye.
All right. 9:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Crimes against... Should I read this, John? This email? From AM760.net? Hi, Jay. I want to comment on the CDOT comments. My husband works nights for CDOT. There was a reason there were no plows, is because CDOT is not authorizing overtime. My husband is more than willing to get out there in his plow for snow removal, but CDOT is not calling anyone in. I just want to let you know, please don't blame the workers. It's the administration. Well, she's absolutely right. I would never blame the workers. Usually when there's a snafu, it's usually the administration. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk, traffic snafus all morning. Here's John Turk.
Yeah, Jay, it's going to take a long time to clear this morning. Speed still in the single digits and teens on most of the major highways around the metro. Got a jackknife semi in the cleanup phase, southbound 225 at I-25. Supposedly just the right side of the highway is getting past there. Also, an earlier crash involving a big rig on southbound I-25 at 84th. That's left some residual traffic. Jams go back past Longmont. Northbound I-25, also a parking lot, a two-hour drive from Castle Pines Parkway to University, according to one of our colleagues here at Clear Channel. C-470 also jammed due to earlier accident on the eastbound side at Santa Fe. Westbound portion also full and slow along the Front Range from Ken Carl all the way to I-70. In Golden, Highway 58, a real slick spot for you just off the Interstate 70. 93 also icy and snowpacked between Golden and Boulder. A lot of folks having trouble getting up that hill around Highway 72. Back in Denver, a semi spin out on Hamden near Colorado Boulevard. That's causing some major delays there, too, right there by Welsher Golf Course. Your forecast, windy and snow this morning, that will diminish to a few...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone. For just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars. Fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
Ecocities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
One of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool. And you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months. Or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Keep your own phone number. Get real phone service, not over the internet, plus dish network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current dish network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the better bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and come cast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303 Bundles, 303-286-3537, or on the net at 303bundles.com.
Chester Burnett, Da Howlin' Wolf. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9. Let's do it again.
I have a little red rooster.
Yeah, man.
Too late to crow for day.
Sumlin on that guitar. 9:27, 27 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, a progressive talk. Snow. High today, supposed to be about 34, but I don't think it's going to make it. And we'd like to welcome our latest affiliate in Metro Louisiana. Thank you. Thank you for letting us be part of your day. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's get on the air here and take some calls. We'll go to Jim in the Highlands Ranch. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Douglas, Highlands Ranch doesn't have any problem with the snow on the road. They got a lot of problem with traffic. It's really crawling. But the roads are down to the bare pavement out here by the hospital. And the reason is because all the lights in Highlands Ranch are computer operated during the night. And if all four lights show there's a car at an intersection, there's an automatic computer system overrides and calls up CDOT and says, I mean, not CDOT, but the county, and says it's got to be snowing because there can't be four cars at these intersections all the time. And they automatically start calling the trucks out. And so they get out early and get them plowed. And everything's real clean in Highlands Ranch except for just the slow traffic.
Well, that's what we need throughout the metro area. We need that. Why don't we institute the same thing here?
I've been in Highlands Ranch for over 12 years, and it's just remarkable how fast they get trucks out and get the roads down. And coming up toward the post office in Highlands Ranch, there's sand been put down for four blocks back from the traffic light. They're just skimping on sand or anything. They do a remarkable job.
Well, you're extremely lucky.
And I just wanted to, I know you got a lot more callers that are stacked up. I just wanted to tell you why that Highlands Ranch doesn't have the same problem that you all have in the city with the snow removal, because the people are called automatically and get out there and start plowing.
All right. Hey, thanks for that information, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Hey, have a great New Year.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Mark. To Mick in Boulder. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Doesn't it sound like a good infrastructure idea to maybe start developing the kind of traffic maintenance type stuff? I might put some people to work,
Well, I think it's one of the things they're going to look at.
Yeah, well, that would definitely be a good idea because this is terrible. I could have made my morning commute three times as long as I've been out here. But anyway, I was actually going to comment on the discussion that you're having about doing prosecutions and criminal litigation for the Bush the Bush years and all their crimes and all that. And I absolutely agree. I think I'm totally in concurrence with one of the previous callers that you had. This doesn't necessarily need to be so much of a huge public focus in the media and saying, well, we're going to go on a witch hunt. Because I read a New York Times article that was dealing with this, and Obama has kind of distanced himself from trying to go on this partisan witch hunt given the political climate. But unfortunately, the Bush administration has left so many political landmines in the way of even trying to do this even quietly. This article highlighted how the intelligence community is somewhat hesitant to allow too much investigation into their techniques because they feel like it's going to somehow threaten, their ability to operate. And our intelligence community and just the way that they're operating you know how the Bush administration with all the, blaming the CIA for the intelligence failure in Iraq and all that. There's just so many problems that have to be dealt with in that kind of political and the bureaucratic side of things that it just makes it that much harder to try and hold people accountable.
Yeah, it would not be easy. It would take a lot of time. It would be tough. There's no question about it, and that's why the one caller, Pat, brought up the point about, Barack Obama's political capital and where you want to place it. But I think at some point in this country, whether there's prosecutions or not, we need to really take a critical look over what's gone on so we don't repeat it again.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. What does that say to the character of our nation and to the people who are, young people who are growing up through this era and the government isn't being held accountable. I mean, Nixon at least resigned in disgrace, and he didn't do half of the stuff I would say that the Bush administration is guilty of doing to discredit our nation.
I would agree on that 100%. Mick, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yep. Well, take it easy, and hopefully you guys are staying warm in there.
We are. We're trying. All right, see ya.
All right, take it easy.
That's a tough nut to crack, and whether you want to go after him or you don't want to go after him. And I understand where Patton Wheatridge was making his point, but then the other thing is, man, lack of accountability. Somebody should pay for those human rights violations. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
Still single-digit speeds on the highways and the surface streets around town. From what I heard, I just talked to my wife, Jay Broadway, from C-470 up to about Mineral, about a 35-minute drive on the highways. Not much better. We've had over 100 accidents this morning. Just talked to a listener, said the trip around C-470 westbound from Wadsworth to I-70 took him about an hour and 20 minutes. Also, a two-hour drive on I-25 traveling northbound from Castle Rock at about Castle Pines Parkway up to Colorado Boulevard. So just an idea how long it's going to take you to where you're headed this morning. Roads are icy and snow-packed in spots. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold. Snow on and off most of the day. Highs will be in the mid-30s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and small order of tater tots for...
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244, toll free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me wacky, because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Islip and South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
This is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Food Share America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in Food Share America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off Food Share America's menus. For more information, contact Food Share America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
Club. We believe in stretching your dollar further. As a member, you can count on us to provide outstanding values on name brands like Bounty, Tide, and Crest. Hear, hear. Last year, our members saved as much as 34% on select laundry, cleaning, and personal care items. Why not begin saving today? Join Sam's Club January 15th through 21st. New members receive a $25 gift card to get their shopping started. For details, visit samsclub.com/savings.
We make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. Simplesolar.com.
You wouldn't let predators into your house, so why are you letting them into your computer? See who's been terrorizing your PC so you can lock them out permanently. Get a free comprehensive diagnosis today at GetProtectedOnline.com. Every day, computers are attacked with over 30,000 viruses and threats, even hackers trying to access your personal information, bank account numbers, your kid's school address, precious information that's being stolen. Protect yourself and your family with a free diagnosis from GetProtectedOnline.com. With your free diagnosis, you'll immediately detect viruses, intruders, even spyware that slows down everyday computer performance. If you'd like a free diagnosis for your computer, visit GetProtectedOnline.com. Locate these digital predators and lock them out of your PC for good. For all-in-one protection, get your free diagnosis at GetProtectedOnline.com. But hurry, this free diagnosis is available to the first 1,000 visitors. Go to GetProtectedOnline.com. That's GetProtectedOnline.com.
Oh, yeah! Chester, rock it out!
Shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
Chess Records. Herbert Sumlin on that guitar.
Ooh. Ooh.
Music you want to pay to play to frighten the kids and the animals. Little Walter on that harp.
All
right, 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow, hi today. It's supposed to be 34, but I don't think it's going to make it. All right, we're in open phones, 303-713-7600. Boy, that is just so good. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, I know I have to take calls, but man, oh, man. I mean, what radio station in this town plays Howlin' Wolf?
Oh, stop your train.
Yeah, go for it.
Let her go for it. Oh, she's had to cry.
All right, courtesy of Mike Nelson, by the way. Birthday today. Man, makes you want to get a pint and drive on down to Judsonian Fork, Mississippi. No, get on down there to Clarksdale, man, down in the Delta. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's John on E470. John, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I made it to 70, so I'm almost there.
Well, how about that, man?
Hey, I just want to talk to you about a few things. I mean, I know it's just to see, you know, the Bush crime family get held accountable, you know, so that's just how I see it. I don't think it would ever happen. I mean, it was just fascinating, though, how that administration would react to even, you know, something being brought up, you know, it was just fascinating. I mean, nothing was said. There was nothing done at all about it. It was just like brushed under the carpet. Let's move on to the next thing. It's pretty, I don't know. It's almost like the Sopranos and the way they handled things.
Well, this guy's incapable of really of going into great detail about the things that he screwed up.
Right. Yep. I agree. I mean, this press conference this morning was hilarious. I always kind of brightens my day just because I laugh. So, not so much, but I mean, I've never laughed during a press conference before, but I guess that's just how it is. Anyway, I just wanted to talk to you about something a little different. I listen to a lot of the right-wing radio too, just to see, you know, what they're talking about and where they're coming from. And almost all of them are just, their plan is to just do as much as they can so Obama could fail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because they're interested in getting people to listen to them. And the one way they do that is to engage in inflammatory rhetoric. And they're, you know what they are? They're just a bunch of gas bags.
Yep, I agree. And, I mean, the only one that is saying is that he wants to work with Obama and, you know, support him as much as possible is Dan Kaplis, but I never believe a word that comes out of his mouth anyway, so.
Well, maybe this time, maybe Senator Pius means it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and but I know he is going to run for office at some point, so I can't wait to be on the, I don't care if it's Kermit the Frog that's running against him, I'll volunteer for that, because there's no way. I don't even know if he could do it in this state, just because all the stuff he said that people could hold on him. I don't know.
Well, I don't know that he's going to run, but You know, I just, the people on the right just, well, you know, talk radio a lot of times is just so, like, you get into these dueling matches about who can get more over the top than anybody else. And, you know, we just, I mean, it's okay to cut up on the air. It's okay to, you know, have a sense of humor. And I think we should. And I think there's some who don't. But on the other hand, you know, how easy is it to go the racist route or to go the red baiting route or to go any of these things that are just either said out of ignorance or they're said because they're just easy marks, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
What talent does it take to do that?
Not too much. It's fascinating. That's why I said I just like to listen to them more for entertainment value, but you know, it's always good to see what the latest talking points are.
You know, the sad thing about it is there are about 25 to 26% of the populace that believes them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought it was, 26. Yeah.
I mean, that alone is scary enough. Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't get how people find that entertaining. To see who can make the most over-the-top statements. You know, things like letting gays in the military will spread HIV. All right, let's go to John in Nederland. John, Nederland, I'm sorry. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to bring up one thing. I've heard everybody talking about the special prosecutor. Frank Rich had a great call in the New York Times, the op-ed page.
On Sunday?
On Sunday, yeah. There was $150 billion missing through cronyism and so forth in Iraq. And I feel if we don't, besides the other torture and everything else, I feel if we don't put a special prosecutor on, pay attention to it, then other countries will. The Hague will, and how will that look in the world, in the world's view?
Well, I think Rich made a really good point when he said it was equal to the Bernie Madoff scandal.
Oh, absolutely. Before we heard it was $8 billion missing. You know, that go $8 to $12 billion, and that goes back 5-6 years ago. And now they're looking at it up to $157 billion missing. I don't want this George Bush to be strutting his stuff after his presidency like he's been doing. I want him to have an asterisk next to his name or have him just being held accountable and having the tarnished Bush name. You know, finally, yeah. I mean, his father did similar things in the Iran-Contra affair.
Well, his father stood by when the Iran-Contra affair was going on. I mean, that was Reagan who did that. But the thing that gets me about it is, you have these conservatives who are liberal on social issues, but they're for fiscal responsibility and conservative spending. Why don't they have anything to say about that $145 billion that's missing?
Well, they're now fiscally responsible now. They had 8 years of spending like drunken sailors, and not to give drunken sailors a bad name, but... where's the outrage on their side?
When you get into things like that, I think that what Barack Obama should do is form a panel to look into war profiteering.
Isn't he starting a panel looking into not only the war profiteering, but I think the Iraq war and spying, and I think there were some other things that he was starting a panel looking into it. But if they just have a panel looking into it, then we look bipartisan again. I would still like to see get it away from Barack's hands so he can keep focused on the economy and health care, and so he doesn't look like he's bipartisan.
Well, if you get a bipartisan commission, though, to look into it and issue a report, then you've got prosecutable information. Then all he has to do is just say to the Justice Department, okay, here it is. Now I want you to go after these folks.
Very true. Good true. Very true.
And you get, as one caller earlier said, you get career prosecutors who are neither Democrats or Republicans, but they prosecute according to the law. Then how are you going to object to that?
Yeah, there's really no way to look at it. I mean, can't object to it.
See, I don't want them to get off either. But here's the other thing I don't want to do. At this critical juncture of this country, I don't want to spend a ton of time having to tie up Congress trying to figure out how to get this done when what they've really got to do is they got to put people back to work, and we need health care reform very badly. So I want them to concentrate on that. But I think if you give them, I think if you get a commission and you make it bipartisan, kind of like the 9/11 commission, and their duty is to look into the missing money, then I don't think, number one, they're going to come away with a whitewash report. And number two, you can take the information and just give it to the Justice Department, and Barack Obama and Congress's hands are out of the process until the prosecutors can prove criminal intent, and then they can do it through the court system, and Congress never has to get involved.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jay. Well, I've got to run here. I got my exit coming up, and call you when I get back from D.C.
You got it. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Jim.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
9:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phone at 303-713-7600. John Turk with traffic.
Still no improvement in traffic around the city, Jay. Still single-digit speeds on most of the major highways on 225 in Aurora from end to end. Also on 25 coming in from Fort Collins. After Longmont, you're going to see jams all the way down through North Glen, Thornton, into downtown. Northbound side also full for you coming from Colorado Springs up through Castle Rock. Really bad conditions there over Surrey Ridge and again at Monument Hill. No accidents on the radar right now. Actually, there is one that just popped up. Eastbound 76 around 88th Avenue. It's in the cleanup phase. Should be out of your way shortly, but have had over 100 accidents this morning and still no relief in sight. Also got a semi spin out reported at Colorado Boulevard on eastbound Hamden. Vehicles unable to get past that one, so that's causing some pretty good delays there. Travel in the high country also going to be slick for you, as well as Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. A lot of problems reported there, especially at that hill near Colorado Highway 72. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold with snow on and off most of the day. Highs are going to be in the mid-30s, up around 36. Right now, 30 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A world where people work too hard. One town took a stand and went to Las Vegas. America needs a break, and this small town...
An urgent message from Orbitz.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your winter getaway? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, January 18th, to save on your hotel.
Down for travel 112 through 430 before 118. See site for details.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center provides many athletic programs to the Denver community. One of the major purposes of these programs is to equip those who participate with the life skills that will make them successful and productive in our society. The basketball program is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth by teaching life skills and mental training. The curriculum for the basketball program is based on individual as well as teamwork values and is designed to provide guidance for participants who may not have had the benefit of mentoring previously. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield touches the lives of children every day. But without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
I'm president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away one free bottle of our Omega Berry fish oil to anyone and everyone who calls. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, concentration, and heart health. Best of all, one full-size bottle is yours for free. Find out how by calling 1-800-400-8813. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you a free bottle of our skin rejuvenating serum. The number for your free bottle and free gift is 1-800-400-8813, but you have to call now. 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Oh, yeah. The Donna Esk J. Martin Show. Affiliate in Shreveport, Louisiana. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Snow, and more snow. And a high maybe today of 36, although I don't think it's going to make it. All right, it's open phones, and we got a Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Happy New Year.
And oh, Happy New Year to you too, man.
And the reason I was calling was about the going after the foibles and misdemeanors and high crimes of the Bush administration. It's really a matter of balance, and I mean by balance, not a palliative for the people, but something that's truly balanced. And one thing that I think absolutely has to occur is there has to be enough investigation and enough lawsuits and legal action to make sure that none of this behavior during this period of time can be used as a precedent for future administrations to continue this kind of behavior. And I think if we get that, I think that that will do what needs to be done. We can't spend too much on this because the tone of the discourse in the country has changed enough right now that we really don't want to we want to take advantage of the better tone. People are more interested in getting taken care of issues and problems, and the hate and the vitriol, I think, has decreased somewhat. And I think we can just suck the energy out of that by just not confronting it. Many times if you confront somebody who's raising, well, you know this, somebody who's on the air all the time, if somebody starts raising their tone and you play into that and you match their tone, it just escalates and just goes up and you're feeding energy into that other side. But if
well,
you just...
what about the idea of getting outside entities to get involved? Like, for instance, the ACLU and the Center for Constitutional Rights and other organizations to go to court to try to sue the government.
Absolutely. What about world courts? What about world courts?
The only way I think that could work would be you'd have to have a judge, say, in Australia or the Netherlands or some country that had either civilians killed there and you could prove that Americans were responsible, or the other thing is You'd have to have a judge.
In other words, it has to be escalated from someplace outside the country.
Well, the only model I know about doing it would be the Augusto Pinochet model, in which a judge in Spain swore out a warrant for his arrest, charging him with, I believe, human rights violations because some Spanish citizens had died in the coup that he pulled in 1973. And it resulted in him leaving the country, and he was in London, and they put him under house arrest, and he was there for a couple of years until they figured this thing out. That's the only way I could see it being done. So what you would end up doing is you would end up restricting the travel of all the folks that were named, because they couldn't leave the continental United States, because if they went to some country that had extradition treaties, they would get shipped off. But, man, you know, that's hard, because as somebody brought up to me at lunch, I think it was Mike Turner or Scott Henderson brought it up to me at lunch, Obama would probably fight that. Because you're talking about a former American president.
Yeah, that's true. But the point is that we still have to be members of the human community of the planet. We have to be. We have a responsibility to the planet, and we have a responsibility to our own franchise, which is the United States of America,
well,
the last and best hope for mankind. You know, if that indeed is the case. But we also have to have the thing that we're not it. We're not the only chance for the human race.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think the best way to do it is to get outside entities or a separate commission of bipartisan folks to look into it. Hey, Dwayne, I got to go, man. Stay out of the snow.
Oh, I'll try. Take care, Jay.
Okay, you got it.
Have a good year.
All right. That's it for this morning. Have a good year. Maybe he's never going to call back. That's it for this morning. See you tomorrow morning, or hear you tomorrow morning. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all,